The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Union High School football. All season long, catch every game, home and away, as the Tigers defend their state championship. Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part by
Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromatch, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. And now, with the call of the game, here's Bjarke Sears and Bruce Eamon.
The path continues for the 2018 Middlebury Tigers. Week 8 is upon us, the last week of the regular season. The Middlebury Tigers, coming in with a record of 4-3, get set to take on the 1-6 CVU Redhawks. And even though it may not look like a challenging game on paper, Bruce, we know it's an important game with some important consequences.
Well, again, for the CVU Redhawks coming into this game, they got blown out last week 42-0 against St. Johnsbury. So when people say that there's nothing to play for, I never like hearing that, because you know what? There's a lot of pride in these teams. And so last week, after getting blown out, you can bet your bottom dollar that that coaching staff probably had a little chat after that game. So I expect them to come out tonight and play pretty motivated.
Absolutely. And it's also a night where the Middlebury Tigers are going to come out and get ready for the playoffs. The playoffs start next week. And a little bit later, after our first break here, we're going to come and tell you about the way that the end of the season kind of lays out and where the different seedings are and the QPR. But it is suffice it to know that for the Middlebury Tigers, winning tonight is about the seeds. But really, on a night where you're getting ready for the playoffs, Bruce, it's also about how you set yourself up.
Well, it certainly is. You know, Bjarke, this is one of the games that I call a trap game. And the reason that I call it that is that, you know, the players read the paper. They see things on the radio. They saw that this other team, that the Redhawks, got blown out last week. They know that they're going to the playoffs. You know, we're pretty sure that they are. And so one of the things that the coaching staff, in any sport, when you have something like that happen, they need to stay focused this week. You do not want to assume that you're going to come in here and blow them out, because there's a lot of pride. And again, you want to go into the playoffs playing your best of the season. Until last week, the Tigers had alternated loss and wins the entire year. The win last week, the 19-14 win against the South Burlington Seahorses, was the first time this year that they put two wins together in a row. And Coach Dennis Smith, I know, would like to make it three in a row. So they want to play good tonight and set themselves up for the highest seed they can get.
Trap games, playoffs. We have a lot going on tonight here at 92.1 WVTK. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Bjarke Sears, along with my radio partner Bruce Eamon. We're excited to bring you all the action of the last regular season game for the Middlebury Tigers of 2018 as we roll on towards the playoffs. Come back with more pregame show. We'll be back in a moment on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So, you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away. It's Minitober at Mini of Burlington. 31 days of driving excitement. Anyone who test drives a Mini at Mini of Burlington from the 18th through the 20th will receive a $500 certificate from Mini and an additional $500 off from the dealership, which can be combined with other incentives.
Wow.
Head over to Mini of Burlington. Drive it like you stole it. And for all you current Mini owners, Saturday the 20th is a celebration with food just for you.
Certificates must be redeemed within 60 days of issue.
Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com for details.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back here at Doc Collins Field in downtown Middlebury, Vermont. It is at the end of the season, and so the times are changing. It is much darker out this time of night. Often we'd be talking about the sun going down. There's just the faintest little glimpse off in the distance to the west. But right now, the lights are blazing. Officials are out talking on the field. The random coaches kind of hanging around. Stands are starting to fill up. Bruce, feels like a nice night for football.
You know, it's always a nice night for football, Bjarke. And again, you know, traveling all over the state with you as we've done the past couple of years, you know, I love the home games here at Doc Collins Field, especially after some of the shenanigans we've had this year. We certainly appreciate how well they treat us here at Doc Collins Field. So big thank you to Coach Dennis and Sean Farrell here at the high school for making it such a pleasant place to broadcast from. You know, it's tough to do these games. We try to make sure that we get everything right all the time, and it's a lot easier to do that when you actually have numbers on the field and you have a place to stand.
It is. It makes a big difference. And hopefully with these Tigers, we'll have a chance to do it again next week. What people at home need to understand is a lot is on the line tonight in terms of playoff positioning. In fact, for the Tigers, they have turned a major corner in terms of the standings in the last couple weeks. They had been at eighth for a couple weeks in a row, and now swung around to the QPR, the quality points rankings. They are currently fifth, but tonight, with a win and with other things happening, particularly if Mount Mansfield were to lose to Fairhaven, which could happen, Middlebury could get as high as third, or it could be in fourth. So even though mathematically it's most likely that Middlebury will be in fifth and they'll start the playoffs on the road, it is quite possible, without a whole lot falling different ways, that they could be fourth and even possibly they could be third. So for the Tigers, a lot to play for tonight. But I agree with you, Bruce, that trap games, you know, this is a classic one, and you really can't have that happen to you at this point. For you, what do you think the Tigers, really, based on this whole season, will want to work on going into the playoffs? What do you think they need to make sure is really greased up and ready to fly?
Well, you know, as we've seen some of the games this year, you know, on paper, when the season started, we were wondering what we were going to see. It's a young team. I think they had 12 seniors, but some seniors with not a lot of experience. So we were wondering what we were going to see from this year. And again, on paper, some of the games that we didn't think that they were going to win, they won. And some of the games that we thought that they might win, they didn't. So again, I think tonight, this is a game that they should win against a team that's only got one win on the year. They've struggled a lot. Their defense is a little porous. But again, I think for the Tigers, they have... done some sustained drives this year. We've seen that. We've seen 9-minute drives, 8-minute drives. Do that tonight. Get set up for the playoffs. And again, there's not a lot of pressure at all on CVU. There's none. They've got the the pride factor, but again, Middlebury really needs to win this game. So for the Tigers, I think consistency is a big one.
Yeah, I think I agree with everything you said, and I think for the Tigers coming out and practicing having a playoff mindset before the playoff comes, I think it's important. You know, kind of intentionally thinking about how you're approaching a game or some aspect of life can really allow you, I think, to perform better in that moment. And I think the most successful athletes are ones who become coaches of themselves. And I think in this case, you know, you have a great opportunity to practice getting ready for a playoff atmosphere, because you could say, hey, we need to win because we want to be at home. You know, you have something to really play for. But in a way, even if, you know, it kind of goes a little haywire, you're still okay going into the playoffs. So I think for the Tigers, it's really, if I were coaches, I would say, let's practice preparation.
Well, absolutely. And again, you know, they've done some things very well this year. We've seen Coach Dennis Smith and the Tigers just not deviate from what has worked. I mean, the Tigers football program is one of the most respected programs in the state with all the championships.
Absolutely.
You know, Coach Smith has been here before. This is not his first rodeo. And you can see, especially with some younger players, stay the course. They look up to him. He knows what he's doing. And again, play well. You never want to change your mindset because you're playing a weaker team or because, well, we don't need to win this game, because, you know what, that's when you develop bad habits. Right. And bad habits cost you state championships.
And for the Tigers, not wanting to build up those bad habits, in fact, wanting to keep the good habits going tonight and work on a few things. One thing that they will pay attention to, I'm sure, today, based on what happened last week, was fumbles. They had 4 fumbles in the third quarter that went away to the other team. Burlington, South Burlington was able to jump on them. They also had 2 throughout the rest of the second half that could have been lost but were not. Actually, a third. I think one even rolled out of bounds at one point. So for the Tigers, that's certainly ball security is certainly something they're going to want to focus on. And I think just being consistent throughout the game. Kind of how can you maintain, not having kind of hills and valleys, which they've tended to have, but can you maintain a consistent game? I think a clean football game is probably what Dennis Smith wants tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. A clean football game. And look, again, another opportunity. We've talked about this all year long, an opportunity to teach. You did not play well in the third and a good part of the fourth quarter last week, and you still won the game. Regardless of whether it's hockey or football or baseball, there are times that you're not going to play your best. You still need to win the game. And you know, as a player, using a hockey analogy here, you're going to hear about it
after
the game. And, you know, you should. You know, you have a bunch of fumbles. You're going to hear about it from the coaching staff. But, again, you're going to hear about it after winning the game. And in the scheme of things, you know, winning breeds further winning, especially with younger players.
Well, getting ready for the playoffs is on the mind of the Tigers. It's also on the minds of other teams around the state. Rutland right now, for those at home, just kind of thinking about what else is out there. Rutland right now sits in first place. Really, Rutland could easily be undefeated. It was just a fumble, 2 fumbles through the end of one game that cost them that game. They're 6-1. If they win tonight, they're going to be in first place. Hartford, Rice, and Mount Mansfield seem to be kind of in the mix for the second, third, fourth position, and then Middlebury sitting at 5th, hoping to bust up to 3rd and 4th with a win tonight and with some Mount Mansfield losing. St. Jay, as powerful as a team as they are, defending state champs, they probably are locked in at 6. They play Linden this weekend in a game that's quite famous up in the Northeast Kingdom. It's, in fact, called The Game, but it's not a much of a competitive game most of the time, and it probably won't be this weekend. Burlington, South Burlington, talented team, sitting at 7th place and probably locked somewhere in there, winning with 8th with Colchester. And CVU, Essex, and Brattleboro are all eliminated from playoff contention. So for tonight, just to boil it down, how does Middlebury do? And for Middlebury fans, how does Mount Mansfield do? If they win, Middlebury likely on the road to begin. If they lose and Middlebury wins, Middlebury moves up, hopefully up the playoff rankings.
You know, it's interesting, too, because I have a couple of different philosophies on the playoffs. Obviously, you know, on paper, you definitely want to have a host a play home playoff game. But here's the thing. You know, having played a bunch of different sports, sometimes having a home playoff game can also be a detriment because there's a lot of stuff that goes on with a home playoff game. You've
different
got
pressures.
Family, you've got friends, there's a lot of distractions. And I'll tell you, over the years, you know, again, using a hockey analogy, I always preferred to open the playoffs on the road because you know what? You have your fans there, but you know you're there, you're focused, you don't have your home crowd in front of you, and you're there, you play your game. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you win 14-7 or 50-7, whatever. You play your game. So, again, I think the Tigers are well set up for either scenario.
Well, we'll find out how that scenario goes. We'll step aside for a moment. We'll be back for starting lineups and a few thoughts before kickoff. You're listening to Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Desabray Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk rate dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
You're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
Hi there, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Ram Power Days and the Jeep Adventure Days here at Foster Motors, and I want to invite you into our dealership to find a vehicle that works for you. I could sit here and throw out all kinds of discounts and amazing payments on vehicles for like 30 seconds, or I could just offer you our services. Great deals on new, pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and great trade values at a dealership that is there for you. Come in the Foster Motors, sit down with a member of our sales staff and see why we are much more than just a name on a mud flap. And always remember, at Foster Motors,
this is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Oh, yeah. So we're back here, week 8 of the regular season, as the Middlebury Tigers get ready to take on the CVU Redhawks. And we're going to give some starting lineups here from Bruce.
All right, the starting lineup for the Middlebury offense. No real changes here, Bjarke. Pretty much the same lineup we've seen most of the season. At left split end, number 22, senior Zach Dunn. The left tackle, number 68, junior Tristan Cannell. The left guard, number 79, senior Spencer Catterett. The center, number 66, senior Will LaRock. The right guard, number 51, senior Riley Brown. The right tackle, number 64, senior Lucas Farrell. And the right split end, one of the captains for the Tigers, number 89, senior Wyatt Cameron. The quarterback, number 18, junior Tim Gettleman. The left halfback, senior number 11, Simon Fisher. The fullback, number 33, junior Thatcher Trudeau. And the right halfback, number 14, junior Tyler Buxton.
Do you run through those? And for the starting defense, for the actually we'll give you offense for the CVU Redhawks. At quarterback, number 7, junior Ryan Anderson. At split end, senior number 16, Caleb Jensen. At halfback, senior number 26, Nick Petrunic. At end, number 28, senior Cale Dennis. At fullback, number 43, senior Jack Zwalek. On the offensive line, sophomore number 53, Isaiah Gillis. On the offensive line, junior number 58, Cole Zwalek. Senior on the offensive line, co-captain number 60, Cole Bofa. Senior on the offensive line, number 63, co-captain Bennett Cheer. And junior on the offensive line, number 71, Zach Gamelin. The coach for CVU is Mike Williams, assisted by Greg Campbell, Dick Hebert, and Jeff Stein. The Middlebury Tigers, of course, are coached by Dennis Smith, John Newseder, and Jed Malcolm. Well, the captains are out of the field. They're talking things over here. The Middlebury Tigers are wearing their all blacks with the orange piping on the side, black helmets with white numbers, very commentator-friendly uniforms. Red Hawks are wearing whites, road whites with red numbers and red helmets tonight. So, Bruce, any last-minute thoughts before we get started here?
Well, again, you know, the CVU Red Hawks coming into this game after a 42-0 loss to St. Johnsbury. I expect them to come out and play with some passion. The Tigers also coming in after a 19-14 win last week over the Seawolves, but a game that was kind of sloppy, so we'll see what they're able to do. Both teams would like to win this game. We'll see which one can execute and get the win.
And you have to wonder, you know, CVU, we talk about the possibility of having a trap game. The other trouble is, if you're CVU, how do you keep your head up? You know, and so it'll be interesting to see. It'll say a lot about their composure as we get a senior night game. So we have seniors coming out of the field to get recognized. You know, CVU, what will they bring here? Will they bring a lot of passion and bring that pride that you would really hope a team might bring, but it's hard at 1-6 to bring that. Will they make it hard for the Tigers? That'll be interesting to see it for the Tigers. Are they staying focused? I think tonight the number one thing, and you've talked about it and I've talked about it, but just to stress those at home who may have just joined us, the Middlebury Tigers rolling into the playoffs, but can they develop a consistent focus? That's really what you want to see tonight.
Well, you definitely need the consistency. Again, alternating losses and wins except for the last 2 weeks. And so, you know, you want to go into the playoffs with 3 wins in a row. You really don't want to go into the playoffs limping into the playoffs in a game that you didn't play well.
A reminder for those fans at home as we talk about getting into the playoffs, for those of you just joining us right for kickoff, the Middlebury Tigers are coming in at a record of 4-3. They sit fifth in the Division I QPR standings. So they're currently ranked fifth. They are playing CVU, who is out of the playoffs. But the big thing here is that if the Tigers win, and if Mount Mansfield loses, there's a good chance the Tigers could move up to third or fourth and therefore host a home game next week on Friday night here at Doc Collins Field. Were the Tigers to lose, they would stay in fifth. And if MMU is to win, Tigers would probably be in fourth or fifth. So that's kind of how it breaks down tonight as the Tigers continue senior night festivities here. Currently out on the field for the Tigers is number 66, Will LaRock. Senior number 64, Lucas Farrell. Senior number 22, Zach Dunn. Senior number 11, Simon Fisher. Senior number 51, co-captain Riley Brown. Wyatt Cameron's out there for the Tigers, as is Nick Clark, as is Josh Troutwine, as is Caitlin Stearns. Out there for the Tigers is number 73. Don't have that number, actually. 76, Josh Kerr. Number 79, Spencer Catterett. And finally, rounding out that group, number 99, Seamus Doyle. That's a lot of seniors out there in the field.
Absolutely, and a nice job by the high school recognizing all of them on senior night. I remember when I was back in high school, it was nice that they have that, give the families time to recognize the players and all the hard work that they put in. Football's a tough sport, and they, you know, put out a lot of effort, and sort of the families, to get them on the field. So kudos to them for a nice night.
And, you know, some of the kids who impress me the most, I have to say, are the kids who don't get a ton of time. You know, there are players out there who don't get on the field a whole lot, maybe almost at all. And just the fact that they've hung in there and worked so hard in such a grueling sport, it really says great things about them. And I'm sure they'll have learned a lot of great things along the way. Well, getting ready out here. People coming out onto the field. We've got the color guard. And we'll be back in a moment here at 92.1 WVTK.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the parts you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brad and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust, and a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Vergennes, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is where the Middlebury Tigers play, 92.1 WVTK.
And that was Middlebury High School saxophonist Caleb Benz playing the national anthem here in week 8 of the regular season. And we are ready for kickoff. We are at 92.1 WVTK. Middlebury Tigers, number 5 in the state, coming in at 5-3, getting set to take on the CVU Redhawks. CVU, one of the two largest high schools in the state, only has a record of 1-6. This is not an unusual thing, certainly. CVU, a soccer powerhouse, a power of many different sports, gets pulled a little thin in the football department. Tigers have usually been a tormentor of CVU over the last decade or so, and Tigers certainly hope to continue that process tonight, Bruce.
Yeah, they certainly do. I mean, for CVU coming into the game with only one win this season, a 30-14 victory over North Country back on October 6th. And again, as for the Tigers, 4-3 on the season. They are 2-1 at home, 2-2 on the road. And Bjarke, an interesting statistic that we were talking about in terms of consistency. The Tigers have played 4 road games and 3 home games. They've scored a lot more points on the road. They're averaging 27.25 points on the road offensively and only 17.7 at home. So one of the things Coach Dennis Smith might do tonight is try to generate some offense and see if they're able to get things going, because you definitely want to rack up some points in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think you do. I think opening it up here and trying a lot of different things would be a great idea. I think you want to script the game as best you can the way you would love to have it happen. But for the Tigers, aren't going to get to start that because they are kicking away, which is what they would prefer. If they're kicking away now, they will have the ball first in the second half. The Middlebury Tigers are serving it up to the CVU Redhawks. The kick's going from the 40, going down to about the 15, which is where the kick returner will actually let it bounce in a mistake. Pick it up now at the 4, dropped it, then fell on it. CV Redhawks coming in at 1-6 are not starting the game in a perfect spot. They're going to be on their own 4-yard line when they come out to get started.
And again, the kickoff was kind of a booming kick, and the receiver picked it up, dropped it, and just kind of jumped on top of it, so there was no harm, no foul there. But again, a booming kick, and the Redhawks going to take over on the 5, 1st and 10. For CVU, and opening up in less than ideal field position.
And it'll be Ryan Anderson coming out, junior quarterbacks for CVU, bringing them out here as they get set up on their own 4-yard line. First offensive play of the game for either team. Anderson's under center with a wishbone set of runners behind him, but he puts the ball on the ground on the first play. That's a fumble on the first play for Anderson.
See the results. CVU came up with the ball,
but they're going to lose a yard here. It's going to be 2nd and 11 coming up here for the Redhawks from their own 3-yard line. It is 11:35 left to go in the first quarter. 0-0. We're just in the opening seconds of this football game.
Now, certainly not the way you want to start the game, with terrible field position and then a fumble. So hopefully, for the Red Hawks' perspective, they can get things going in a positive direction starting now.
Yeah, you would think, you know, you're not playing with much pressure, but playing as though they have some on them. Wishbone behind the quarterback here, going to one of the fullbacks. Big hole up the middle there. Squeezing forward for a nice gain was number 37, Jason Rosner, a senior co-captain. That was a nice run there of about, pick of about 5 yards here. It's going to be 3rd and 8.
Yeah, nice job running the ball there by Rosner. You notice the way he covered the ball with both hands. Great way to cover the ball and make sure that it doesn't get stripped. I mean, fumble-itis last week here at Doc Collins Field, and I'm sure they don't want that to happen to them.
Rosner actually moved about 5 yards forward on that carry. It's going to be 3rd and long 6 coming up for the Red Hawks. It is quarterback under center. He's going to turn. He's going to try the center with a running back again. Does not look like they're going to pick up anything on that run. It's 4th down coming up here for the Red Hawks. They're going to be punting away to the Tigers.
So on the first offensive drive of the game, not much going right for the Red Hawks there, but for the Tigers, getting into some kind of a defensive groove there, not allowing, really allowed 1 yard, 4 yards on that drive. It's 4th and 6 from the 9, and their punter going to try to boot it from the end zone.
And the kick returners are standing, the punt returners are standing at the 40 of the CVU side of the field. Punt's coming up, it's going to hit at the 38. It's Tyler Buxton returning, getting across the 35, turns to the left upfield, gets squirting down that left sideline, and gets down to past the 15. Nice return there for Tyler Buxton. And it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Tigers from the CVU 16. For a team that wanted to start out strong, this is perfect for the Middlebury Tigers.
Yeah, it certainly is. If you're able to put some points on the board, like immediately, talk about getting into a groove and just developing some consistency and then really managing the game.
I'd like to see a little bit of diversity here. It's easy to have Tim Gettleman run a lot. I'd like to see the Tigers try to mix it up. It's going to be 4 wide receivers coming out. Thatcher Trudeau is the only fullback in there, although they're going to hand it to Simon Fisher on the sweep to the right side. He gains the corner. He turns upfield. That was one play, and it's over. It's a touchdown on the first offensive play for the Middlebury Tigers. 15-yard run for Simon Fisher.
And Fisher just got the ball from Gettleman on a handoff and just put on the Jets. 15-yard run to the right side in the end zone, relatively unscathed.
Fisher last week had an 85-yard kick return for a touchdown, so certainly he's on a good roll for the Middlebury Tigers. And right now they're going to come out. It's going to be, who is this today trying the field goal? The extra point, I mean. It doesn't look like it's Bodie. Actually, I think Bodie's wearing a different number now. I think it's Bodie Rubray. And here comes the snap. It's down. It is no good. And it is 6-0 Middlebury Tigers on 92.1 WVTK.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
It took all of one play and 7 seconds for the Middlebury Tigers to score their first possession. Now leading 6-0, they have kicked it away to the CVU Red Hawks. The returner is returning it around the 25, pushing forward. He's going to get across to the 31-yard line or so, and that's where CVU will take over. They had a rough time of it last series, Bruce.
Yeah, they certainly did. Really not much going on there. The Tigers allowing only 4 yards, and then the punter having to boot it from the end zone. And the Tigers taking over from the 16, or 15 rather, and Simon Fisher just one play, 7 seconds, touchdown, 6-0 Middlebury.
And right now for these Redhawks, can they keep themselves in this game? It'll be interesting to see. One wide receiver off to the right for Ryan Anderson, one to the left, three running backs and a wishbone in the backfield. And it's going to go to the up fullback who's going to take it forward. He's got about five Tigers on him. He's got a helmet off. They need to blow this dead. My goodness. It was a run for Zach Zuwalek, Jack Zuwalek, but the helmet popped off, and he's getting pushed backwards. The officials didn't call it for a good 8 seconds after his helmet popped off. Forward progression was clearly made, but it was a five-yard carry for Jack Zuwalek.
Yeah, Zuwalek using his size there. Again, on their sheet, we don't have heights and weights, but he certainly looks like a pretty big running back.
He is. That's why they have him in the front of that wishbone. Anyone wonder what a wishbone is? It's got one running back directly behind the quarterback. It then has one on either side of that quarterback, kind of like the wishbone of a chicken or a turkey. And they're running out of that wishbone again. This time it's going to be one of the other halfbacks pushing forward, maybe for a gain of about one. That was Jason Rosser on that carry. It's going to be 3rd and 5 coming up. Tigers leading 6-0 with 8:39 left to go in the first quarter.
One of the things that we've seen all season, the Middlebury defensive line not allowing too much up the middle on a regular basis, at least. Other teams have not had too much success, and they certainly did not there. 3rd and 3 from the 37.
And it is Anderson bringing it up to the line. Three running backs behind him. He's going to turn it. He's going to hand it out to Rosser, who's going to try the middle of the field. Did not pick up that first down. They're going to be punting away to the Tigers again.
So the Tigers defense again holding strong there. Only 7 yards on that drive. And so far, 4 minutes into the first quarter, the CVU Redhawks on two possessions have a total of 11 yards.
And the Tigers right now look like they've sent out a defense prepared for a team who's going to go for it. And sure enough, looking at 4th and 3 from their own 37, CVU's going for it. They're in a double wing this time, more of a Middlebury Tiger or St. Albans Bob White look. Then it's going to be a sweep to the halfback from the right side, able to push forward. He may have picked it up. That was number 26, Nick Petrunic. I believe he got the first down. That worked out pretty well for them.
Yeah, pretty gutsy call there by the Redhawks on 4th down in their own territory.
Yes, figuring they had nothing to lose, but they would have something to lose if the Tigers immediately went back and scored. And they were down 14-0, and they're looking at almost a full game left to play. So that was a daring call from any direction, but they managed to pick it up. And they're coming out. It's 1st and 10 for CVU from their own 40.5. They have Anderson under center, three running backs in a Y. And now Anderson's rolling back. He's looking downfield, throwing it high. Zach's going to have a good chance on this one. Actually, it should have been offensive pass interference, pushing Zach Dunn in the back. But instead, it's going to fall. And I don't even think I'm being biased there. That was a push in the back. But that is a pass incomplete. He was basically just behind him and shoved Zach forward.
There was a little contact there. Yeah.
So coming up now, it is 2nd and 10 for CVU from their own 40.5-yard line. Anderson comes up under center. He's got the wishbone behind him. One receiver off to either side, standing out at the numbers. He calls for it. He gets it. He turns. He pitches it over here to Rosner. Rosner tries to turn upfield, but he's immediately brought down there. He was in the clutches of Josh Kerr. Kerr, who was our player of the week last week, getting some impact out there. And it's 3rd and... about 10 coming up for CVU.
And yeah, they're going to say they had no gain on that play. And so, again, 3rd and 10 from the 40, 6:40 left to play first quarter, 6-0 Tigers. Simon Fisher with a big 15-yard touchdown run on the Tigers' first offensive possession of the game to give the Tigers the lead.
Right now, CVU has rushed 7 times for a total of 16 yards. And it is Anderson under center. He's got 3 running backs in the double wing. This time he's going to take it himself. He's going to roll out to that outside after a fake. He's got one man to beat to get to the corner. Can he make it? He does, fairly, but he pops forward. A flag comes in at the end. We'll see what the call was. He was not able to pick up the first down. He did get a nice gain of about 9 or 8. We'll see what the call was on the field.
And considering they went for it 4th and 3, at the 37, you think they'll go for it here?
They are not going to have to. It's going to be a face mask called against Middlebury. And that is, yes, I would think they would have, especially after that last run. But with a face mask, they don't have to. It's going to move back against Middlebury here. And an interesting call because actually he really dove at the end of that run. He got shoestring tackled and dove. Somebody must have just had their hands down, probably got caught up in the face mask as much as anything else. But they're moving downfield, first and 10 coming up for the CVU Redhawks. As badly as things started out for CVU right now, they are working their way down the field.
Yeah, this is the eighth play of the drive so far. This taking up 3 minutes and 24 seconds. The longest drive of the game for either team so far, but again, only the third possession of the game, but the Tigers scoring on their first.
And it is the Redhawks coming up to the line. Three running backs behind Anderson, one wide receiver out on either side. Anderson calls for it. He's going to put it in the hands of the tailback, who goes bashing up the middle. That's going to be
Yuri
on that. That is the sixth different ball carrier already so far this game. Yuri got about 2 yards on that carry.
They're going to mark it at the 34, so it'll be second and 8 from the 34. 5:40 left to play first quarter, 6-0 Middlebury.
And it is going to be second and 8 coming up. Coming up to the line, Anderson under center. Wide receivers off to either side. Three running backs in a wishbone behind Anderson. He calls for it. He turns. He's going to put it into the hands of Petrunic, who's going to lean forward for actually really no gain at all.
I think they might have actually lost a yard on that play. They've got it marked at the 35.
With the ball on the 35.
Yeah, may have actually. And right now, it is third and 8 coming up. Third and a long 8, really almost 9 coming up. They're sitting on the Tiger 35-yard line. And Anderson under center, one wide receiver off to either side, three running backs in the double wing, and they try to stuff it up the middle, and they aren't able to. The Tigers absolutely stiff it right at the line of scrimmage, including Thatcher Trudeau bringing down the running back.
Looks like he may have gotten about a yard on that, but that's it. It'll make it fourth and
maybe a yard. It's going to be fourth and 8.
Fourth and 8 from the 34.
Somewhere in there. Yep. So with the hash marks, it gets a little tricky. Right now, there appears to be an injury on the field. Tigers are taking a knee. I think it's a CVU player currently getting looked at.
So it's interesting, Bjarke. This drive is, although it really, it started at the CVU 30, so they've gone a total of 36 yards so far. It's taken almost 5 minutes and 10 seconds off the clock.
Yeah, it's been, you know, moving forward a little bit, moving back with a play. They've been aided by a couple timely runs along the way. They've also been aided by a Tiger penalty that's put them in this situation.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WBTK brought to you in part this season by Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. They've got the parts for the car, the truck, the boat, even the 18-wheelers. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. Monument Farms of Weybridge for local fresh milk from their farm to your local store. Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, your local True Value hardware store, and a whole lot more. Denneker Chevrolet, where they give you a free state inspection for as long as you own the vehicle on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Denneker Chevrolet, find new roads. LaBerge Insurance Agency Incorporated for all your insurance needs on Washington Street in Middlebury. And Autumn Gold Jewelry, featuring the Earth's most beautiful gifts. Autumn Gold Jewelry on Main Street in downtown Middlebury and at autumngoldjewelry.com.
Autumn Gold Jewelry is able to shrink my ring down for me very nicely and quickly, as a matter of fact. So
I'll tell you, work. John Wallace and his team of goldsmiths there have really got some nice stuff. So, you know, the holidays are coming, so you want to come down. Here's a shameless plug. John is like the 911 for men in Addison County. I don't have a gift. You come down there, he will hook you up. You could not meet a nicer business owner than John. So, and again, thank you to John Wallace and all of our sponsors, by the way. We could not do these games without the support of the community. We're very blessed to have a lot of support. So,
and you know, the support of the community really is, we have a moment here out on the field as players are getting looked at here. The support of the community is really something. You know, as I go around and people kind of know me in the community as a play-by-play voice here for the Tigers, and pretty constant, you know. First thing I actually was told was that today, go out, somebody says, going to be cold tonight. I'm like, yep. You know, we're going to step aside for a moment, Bruce, and we'll be back with a little more game action here. You're listening to Wickgate of Middlebury Tiger football. Middlebury Tigers are leading CVU 6-0, 4:27 left to go in the first quarter. It's Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
And we're back here on 92.1 WVTK. We do have a timeout on the field. The player is getting attended to at the moment by emergency services here, and hope all good thoughts are with them. But for the Middlebury Tigers here, we sit here at the early stages of Week 8, the final regular season game for the Middlebury Tigers this year. They're taking on the CVU Redhawks and currently leading by a score of 6-0. And Bruce, from the Tigers' perspective, offensively they haven't done much tonight, but defensively, largely, it's looked pretty good.
Well, yeah. I mean, they've only allowed 34 yards in the game so far on this drive here. A drive that started at the CVU 30 at 9:37, so 5 minutes and 10 seconds off the clock for the Red Hawks. Not much going on, though. And again, the Tigers scoring on their only possession of the game. One play, 15 yards, 7 seconds. Simon Fisher with a 15-yard touchdown run to the right side after taking the handoff from Tim Gettleman. So, again, for the Tigers, they scored the one time that they've had the ball. But, you know, situations like this, you certainly want the player to, that's the most important thing, make sure the player is okay. But when you have delays like this, it can kind of louse up the rhythm for both teams.
Yeah, it can do a few different things. I think it can just hurt your rhythm in general. And I think that's something that, does come, you know, with every sport. I think, football and hockey and different games like that, I think games that tend to be a little more physical. I think sometimes when you watch somebody get a little hurt, you can end up thinking about it a little bit, and I certainly wouldn't want that to start happening. It's when people kind of go too easy, start doing weird things, that they sometimes do things they're not used to. But certainly good luck and thoughts with everyone involved out here. Player is on the field being looked after by emergency services, so just keeping it here for right now. Bruce, just a little recap for people at home about what's at stake tonight. The Middlebury Tigers coming in case you joined us late or didn't hear in the rundown. The Middlebury Tigers come in tonight with a record of 4-3. They currently sit at 5 in the QPR rankings, and that could confuse people because they're actually ahead of St. Johnsbury, who's 5-2. How can you possibly have a team that's 4-3 ahead of a team that's 5-2? It all has to do with strength of schedule. It all has to do with how you play at home, how you play away, how you play against the teams in your own division, and whether you play teams in a different division. So the Tigers, for example, beating Bird Burton on the road, get a few extra points in consideration because they won on the road, and winning on the road is considered harder to do. However, they get nicked a little bit when you get that consideration because they played a Division II team. So by the time you do all that calculus and you figure everything out, you eventually see that the records end up with them in a certain spot. Middlebury's at number 5. Mount Mansfield, very importantly for those listening at home, is 5-2, and they sit at number 4. And they are likely the people that the Tigers could move places with, where Mount Mansfield will lose and the Tigers would win. Rice, the Green Knights from South Burlington, they will play at Colchester. And if they beat Colchester, they're alive for the first 2 seeds if Rutland and Hartford were to fall. No worse than the 3rd spot. Hartford has a chance to be number 1 if Rutland loses, but if Rutland wins, Rutland will be the champion. And I will say, as now having done many different games down at Alumni Stadium in Rutland, I believe that's what it's called, Alumni Field, when that's a championship game and that's a home game for those Rutland Raiders, it could be pretty tough.
Yeah, that praise is pretty loud, too, when it gets down there. And again, you know, the playoffs are what you play the entire season for. And again, we've seen the Tigers with really kind of an interesting year. We started the season back in August, the first game against the Colchester Lakers, a game that the Tigers lost, and we kind of wondered what we were going to see from them this season, because you and I had been talking. We really thought that that was a game on paper anyway that they should have won, and it wasn't their sharpest game of the season, but they rebounded after that with a big win, a 27-14 win over the Hartford Hurricanes, that game here at Doc Collins Field. Then, of course, we went up to St. Johnsbury.
That was a tough one.
And, boy, Jake Cady, the Jake Cady show, I think they scored on every offensive
almost
possession,
every possession
they had.
Just one. Yeah.
That was a 44-32 loss. And then they came back here. They beat the BFA St. Albans Bob Whites. Excuse me, that was on the road up at Collins Purley, the sports complex there. A 28-6 win. The win game. The game that we did up there, that was like 40-50 mile an hour winds. And then, of course, the loss to the Rutland Raiders here at Doc Collins Fair, 42-7. Kind of a big game. I didn't do that game with you, but again, from what I read and from what you and I talked about, a game that maybe sort of woke up a sleeping lion, if you will, because you know that that was going to be a tough week of practice after a loss like that. And then, to their credit, we went down to Applejack Field. And the Tigers beating the number one team in the state, the Burn Burton Bulldogs, and really an undisciplined and mistake-filled game for the Bulldogs. But again, the Tigers were able to capitalize and win that game 21-13 as the team alternated loss and wins all season. And last week, of course, another game that was very undisciplined on the Burlington and South Burlington Seahorses, and a game where the Tigers capitalized on the other team's undisciplined play and mistakes and won that game 19-14 to get them to 4-3 and really in the driver's seat in terms of at least making the playoffs.
And certainly you want to be in the position where you are dictating your own fate and your own future. Well, we're here near the end of the first quarter here. We have an official timeout called out on the field for an injury. We are going to step aside for a moment, but you are listening to Middlebury Tigers take on the CVU Redhawks. It's week 8 of the regular season. Tigers leading 6-0. 4:27 left to go in the first quarter. You're listening to high school football on 92.1 WVTK.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
It's Mini-tober at Mini of Burlington. 31 days of driving excitement. Anyone who test drives a Mini at Mini of Burlington from the 18th through the 20th will receive a $500 certificate from Mini and an additional $500 off from the dealership, which can be combined with other incentives. Wow. Head over to Mini of Burlington. Drive it like you stole it. And for all you current Mini owners, Saturday the 20th is a celebration with food just for you.
Certificates must be redeemed within 60 days of issue.
Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com for details.
No one likes being on the sidelines, but if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a friendly reminder that hunting season is fast approaching. Drop by the shop and find great deals on bows, rifles, handguns, and muzzleloaders. We carry top brands. Make sure you're ready for opening day with a variety of hunting accessories to help you bag that trophy of a lifetime. Also, check out some great deals on season-ending fishing gear as well. Come on in and get ready for your next Vermont fishing or hunting adventure. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe. Thanks and have a great day.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Doc Collins Field on the campus of Middlebury Union High School in Middlebury, Vermont. You're listening to Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Port Henry, Bruce Zeman, and Bjarke Sears. football night here at the stadium. A beautiful night, and 4:27 left to play in the first quarter. 6-0 Tigers, and we've got an injury timeout, which has been going on for a while now. We're hoping that the player is okay. I don't know about you, Bjarke. I haven't been able to find out the number of that player.
No, blocked by a little bit of action here, so we're not sure. But certainly all good thoughts go with that player out there, being well taken care of by everyone involved here for sure. So good luck there. It's the week 8 of the regular season. It's kind of time of year where you start finding out about playoffs. It's also the time of year where you find out about things like, team honors and things like that. Well, one of the games that happens every year here in Vermont is what's called the North-South game. Players from the North get together, players from the South get together. They practice for a week, maybe even, I think, a couple weeks. Often down at Castleton University is where they hold those. Sometimes I think it's maybe in Northfield. And sometimes at Middlebury College. And they come together, they have weeks of practices, and then they play a game. And the Middlebury Tigers have 4 North-South players this year, and excited to now to they are here. Simon Fisher, a senior co-captain, a star so far tonight, is a North-South player. Josh Kerr, last week's player of the game, is also a Spencer Catterett is a North-South player, the senior guard. He had a great year for the Tigers. And of course, Wyatt Cameron, senior co-captain, is the 4th North-South player for the Middlebury Tigers. So a long tradition there of the Tigers for playing in that game, often very successful. And Bruce, a lot of players really appreciate playing those kind of all-star games. It's pretty fun for them.
It certainly is. You know, it's one of the things that you'll remember years later that, you know, you had that special accomplishment of playing in an all-star game. You get to see, you know, your peers, and you get to have some fun. I mean, all the games, they're seriousness, but, you know, for the most part, those games are kind of fun. You see, have some good competition. You meet, you know, people that you play against. So always a good time. And again, congratulations to the Tigers on having 4 players selected to that team. They've had a pretty good year.
They certainly have. And it does. It's a testament to how the year they've had. And, you know, one thing that consistently, because I mean, I often teach these players. They talk to me about North-South and the Shrine game and stuff like that. And they always realize just how human everyone else is. You're like, oh, those guys in Rutland, you know, we just give each other a hard time. We play together. They're pretty good folks, you know.
Yeah.
And it's funny to hear that. But good news here. Everybody's off the field. CVU's coming out here looking at a 4th and 8 from the Tiger 34. 4:19 left to go in the first quarter. We're back to get underway. CVU needs to pull off this play pretty hard after that cold stop. And sure enough, on the play, the quarterback is brought down, and it is fumbled. And I think it was Bodie Rubright on the recovery for the Tigers.
And Anderson just getting crushed by the pass rush of the Tigers and losing the ball, and Rubright picking that up, a strong defensive play. And the Tigers will take over 1st and 10 from the Middlebury 43.
And that was with 4:07 left to go in the first quarter.
So that drive, 5:30 for CVU with really nothing to show
for it. But the Tigers take over now, 1st and 10 from their own 43. Gettleman keeps it himself, tries the middle of the field. He's going to gain a nice carry of about 7 here to get the Tigers started. This is their second possession of the night. Their first possession only lasted one play, as Simon Fisher took them from 15 yards out and scored. Tigers now second possession. Now they're looking at a 2nd and 4 coming up almost at midfield. Here comes Gettleman up to the line. 2 wide receivers to the left, 2 to the right. 1 running back, Trudeau, in his fullback in the backfield. Fisher moves in motion from the left to the right. It's going to go to Buxton, coming back on a counter the other direction. Tyler's going to get forward. He's going to get a first down. He's going to lead over the sticks. First down coming up for the Tigers. Oh, no, it's not first down. I'm sorry. They say he was a little shy. It's going to be 3rd and 1 coming up.
Yeah, I think the Red Hawks got a generous marking of that play. It certainly looked like, because the first down marker is literally right in front of me, and it certainly looked like they got it. But again, 3rd and 1 from the 48 with 3 minutes left to play in the first quarter, and Middlebury up by 6.
Gettleman has 2 to the left, 2 to the right, and 1 in the backfield. He's got Fisher coming over from the left to the right. Simon's able to jump forward into the line, squeeze forward for a gain of a long 2. It's going to be 1st and 10 coming up for the Tigers from the 46 of the Redhawks.
You know something, Bjarke, when you have an injury timeout like that, that was almost a 20-minute delay.
Wow.
And one of the problems with that, besides the fact that obviously one of the players are hurt and you wish them the best, sometimes teams can lose the momentum or focus, and hopefully for the Tigers and the Redhawks that didn't happen.
And it is Gettleman under center. He's got three running backs in the double wing, one wide receiver standing on either side. Fisher in motion from the left to the right. Gettleman rolls out, looking downfield. He's throwing to Fisher, almost intercepted. It was the quarterback of the other team, Ryan Anderson, in at safety, able to knock that down. Pass incomplete for Tim Gettleman.
Yeah, and Anderson for the Redhawks with a nice defensive play there, knocking that down.
Yeah, Gettleman threw without having his feet set. He was running towards the sideline and threw it. That's one thing if Patrick Mahomes does it for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's another thing if it's a high school player. It's very hard to set your feet and have enough power, and he was not able to throw it far enough down the field for the player who was on the outside. Tigers looking at 2nd and 10 coming up here from the 46 of the Redhawks. Gettleman under center with three running backs. He's going to go to Trudeau up the middle. Thatcher's going to get stopped right at the line of scrimmage. It's going to be 3rd and 10 coming up for the Tigers.
And the Redhawks defense doing a nice job bottling up the middle there. And again, no gain there. 3rd and 10 from the 46. 2:05 left to play. First quarter, 6-0 Tigers.
Tigers looking over at the near sideline, getting a play in. They tend not to huddle. In fact, you'll very infrequently see that. Right now they have one wide receiver, Zach Dunn, off to the right. Three running backs in the double wing behind Gettleman, who's under center. Movement from Fisher from the left to the right, but Gettleman drops back, looking downfield, slips a little bit as he throws it. He's going to overthrow Tyler Buxton as a result. Another pass incomplete coming up for Gettleman. Gettleman has not had many passing yards. He did not complete a pass last week. So far he is 0-for-2 tonight. 4th and 10 coming up for the Tigers from the 46 of CVU. One would expect them to be punting it away, leading 6-0 with 1:44 left to go in the first quarter.
Yeah, this will be the 7th play of this drive, about 2 minutes and 30 seconds, and the Tigers, believe it or not, have only gone 11 yards.
Yep, not particularly productive right now in this process. And right now it is going to be a punt for Wyatt Cameron, standing back at his 41-yard line. The snap is up. He's caught by Wyatt. He's able to bring it in. Nice-looking punt off his foot. It's going to drop down at the 10. Beautiful coffin corner punt. It's going to roll out of bounds at the 6. That's where CBU's going to take over, down by 6. Tigers leading 6-0 here near the end of the first quarter.
From their 6.
That was a pretty nice punt there.
Well, based on where he kicked it from, that was a 51-yard kick, and it did get a nice bounce. But you know what's interesting? I was looking outside. During the pregame show, the wind was coming from south to north, you know, at a moderate pace, and picked up a little bit, and I think that helped it. But, I mean, the flags are kind of blowing, but that was a nice kick.
And it certainly had a nice kicker's bounce to it there, rolling forward as it hit. Didn't bounce up or anything, kind of rolled forward and went out. Really nice work by Cameron, and here comes CVU. They are at their own 6-yard line, trailing 6-0. 1:36 left to go in the first quarter. And Anderson takes it, hands it off to his running back, plows up the middle for a decent gain. That's going to be about 4 for number 26. That was Petrunic coming with a 4-yard gain on that run.
Petrunic doing a nice job running right there, and his offensive line giving him some space there. You know, this is the Redhawks' third possession of the game, Bjarke, and in two of them, they've had terrible field position. They started at the 5 on the first play of the game, and on this one, they started at the 6.
They are, in fact, quite lucky to be down 6-0. And it is Anderson under center. He has three running backs and a wishbone, one wide receiver off on either side. He's going to go. Anderson's going to try to hand it off to the front fullback. It's going to get absolutely nowhere. And no gain there as the glide just absolutely bent together at the spot right there with the fullback.
Ball spotted on the 11.
That was Zuwalek with no gain.
It's going to be 3rd and 7.
In fact, it was a loss of 1 for Zuwalek. It's going to be 3rd and 7 coming up for CVU.
And the ball is going to be on the 11-yard line. And a big play here, because if the Tigers are able to stop this, they're going to be getting the ball back, we assume, with decent field position, because the kicker will be back near the end zone.
Very similar situation to the first drive of the game. It is 3rd and 6 coming up. Anderson by, throws it to a sweep on the left side. Great pursuit by the Tigers. It was C.J. Bryant coming up and laying the hit on, and it was no real gain there for Rosner.
Well, on the stop.
Yep. A loss of two on the play.
And coming up, it is going to be 4th and 9 coming up here for CVU. And they are going to be, there's 0.7 seconds left to go in this first quarter. They should be kicking it away here to the Tigers. And they will be. The punter's standing back in the end zone. The Tigers have a fancy kind of diamond effect out there, but they're going to let time.
No, they took a timeout. The Tigers took a timeout, and I'll tell you why. They're going to let the Redhawks punt into the wind. Going to be punting into the wind, so they're going to get back with good field position.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see whether or not it's, as you pointed out, the wind is not appreciably heavy, but you're right. This would be the right direction for that. Yep. So there is 5.4 left to go here in the first quarter. Tigers are about to get the ball back from CVU. CVU will be punting away from their own end zone. Tigers leading 6-0, looking to put more points on the board. They've scored once so far this game. It was the first offensive play game for the Tigers. Simon Fisher, who had returned a punt to the 15 in a very similar situation to this, then followed it up with a 15-yard plunge for a touchdown.
And the Tigers' defense doing a good job on this drive as well. This is the fourth play of the drive. They've allowed only 3 yards.
Here comes the snap to the punter, who's back in the end zone. Puts a pump, very weak punt. And that wind did affect it, Bruce. You have to say it died down. It's going to be rolling out at the... Oh, they gave them a very CVU spot. Oh, no, he's walking back. It's going to be about the 32-yard line when CVU takes it over here.
It's going to be spotted on the 33, where Middlebury will have it first.
Middlebury is going to have a chance for one play here. There's 2 tenths on the clock. Tigers leading 6-0. Tim Gettleman brings his players up to the line. He's going to have two wide receivers to the left, two wide receivers to the right, and Thatcher Trudeau in as the lone fullback in the backfield. It's taking a while to get anything done here at this moment. Gettleman's under center. He's got his four wide receivers and Trudeau. Calls for it. 0.2 seconds left to go in this first quarter. He has it, hands it to Trudeau. Big hole up the middle of the field. Thatcher Trudeau accelerating all the way down across the 5. Touchdown. That is the second time that's happened tonight. Middlebury Tigers took it and ran it all the way in. This time from what? 33 yards out. That is something. The Middlebury Tigers have twice taken the ball over after a punt from the end zone. And twice have scored on the first play. What a night.
You know, Thatcher with a 33-yard run there. One play and, at least on the clock, 0.2 seconds. 12-0, Tigers, as they line up for the extra point.
And right now it is going to be Rubright looking for the kick, trying to make this one good. And here comes the snap. It's down. The kick is up. And it is... good. It's 13-0, Middlebury Tigers on 92.1 WVTK.
CVU Redhawks 0.
It's Mini-tober at Mini of Burlington. 31 days of driving excitement. Anyone who test drives a Mini at Mini of Burlington from the 18th through the 20th will receive a $500 certificate from Mini and an additional $500 off from the dealership, which can be combined with other incentives. Wow. Head over to Mini of Burlington. Drive it like you stole it. And for all you current Mini owners, Saturday the 20th is a celebration with food just for you.
Certificates must be redeemed within 60 days of issue.
Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com for details.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
You're listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, you can't get it weirder than this. The Middlebury Tigers have, on their two scores, have really those two drives have been two plays combined, have been technically on the scoreboard, what, 7.2 seconds combined? Each of those plays happened on the first play of the drive. And the Tigers leading 13-0 are now kicking away to CVU, who's looking to get something happening. Kick returner takes it at the 20, gets up across the 30, gets about to the 36. That's Zach Jackson Wallach. He gets it to the 36, and CVU is going to take over. CVU trailing 13-0. 11:50 left to go in the first quarter. But Bruce, each score coming on the first play of each drive, that's got to be tremendously disheartening for CVU.
Well, it certainly does. It's got to be disheartening. And again, I'll give you another perspective here. Here's the other thing. It's fantastic that the Tigers are up by 13, but they've really, even though they're winning and dominating this game, they really have not gotten into a groove yet, at least offensively.
Well, they haven't had to, partially because of mistakes. And right now, the mistakes continue right now for CVU. Quarterback Anderson, who already has two fumbles on the night, just dropped the ball on the ground. Luckily, he was able to take it over.
Well, the Middlebury defense playing a heck of a game so far, not really allowing much in terms of any yardage at all. And so that's something that's got to make the coaching staff pretty happy. And the offense, you know, the two times they've had the ball, they've scored.
And so for the Tigers, yeah, good things there, but also not working probably on some of the things you need to. And right now it's CVU looking at a 2nd and 10. Running up the middle, the player puts the ball on the field. That was a fumble by Rosner.
Rosner dropped it, and it looked like one of his teammates jumped on top of it right on the 40.
Ball's going to be spotted on the 40.
So they did pick up four.
And so it's just going to be 3rd and 5. Luckily, they were able to take over for their keep that for CVU's perspective. 3rd and 5 coming up. Really 6, basically, it looks like, when it's all said and done. 3rd and long 5, short 6, from their own 40-yard line. And it is Anderson coming up under center. 3 running backs to the wishbone, 1 receiver on either side. 3rd and 5. He's going to roll back. He's going to hand it to Rosner. He's going to try that middle. It's going to be a first down coming up for CVU. Some strong running, 6-yard gain right up the center.
And Rosner, we do not have their heights and weights, but again, he is a big running back and keeping those legs moving, picking up the first down, and really, Bjarke, a first down that CVU needed right now.
Well, they certainly did. They've been able to get a few so far tonight, but haven't been able to get any consistency. And certainly for them, you'd like to see that. Certainly from the perspective of the coach, you'd like Ryan Anderson, the junior quarterback, who you'd have to assume would be your starter next year, to get some quality reps here tonight. Anderson's under center with his 3 running backs. They're going to go to the fullback who's powering up the middle, but it's going to be a penalty, the 2nd on the night against, the 1st on the night coming up against CVU. False start. They're going to walk backwards here and have a lot longer first down.
10:13 left to play, 2nd quarter, 13-0 Middlebury, a game that has really come down for the Tigers. They had 2 offensive plays, a 15-yard run by Simon Fisher in the first quarter, and then right at the end, with 0.2 seconds left, Thatcher Trudeau with a 33-yard run, giving the Tigers a 12-0 lead, and on the 2nd touchdown, the extra point was good. And that's where we are right now.
CVU looking to do something here. 1st and 10 for their own 43. Running back tries to move it forward. There's going to be no gain on that play. It was Nick Petrunic trying to get forward, unable to.
Yeah, on that play, the Tigers' defensive line with a ton of penetration. They were in the backfield before he really even got going there.
2nd and 15 coming up for CVU. No gain there for Petrunic. And right now for CVU, certainly trying to gain some yards, need some clock, and make something positive happen here. And it is Anderson coming up under center. 3 running backs this time in the double wing. 1 receiver off to each side. He's dropping back. He's looking over to the near side. Underthrows his receiver. No pass there. That is his 2nd incompletion of the night on 2 attempts. It is 3rd and 15 coming up for CVU. Right now, the CVU Redhawks playing for pride, coming in at 1-6 out of the playoff picture. Reasonably, they've been out of the playoff picture for a little while here. Middlebury Tigers playing for a lot, anywhere from 3rd to 5th seeding in the playoffs up at stake tonight for the Tigers. And it is Anderson coming up to the line, looking at 3rd and 15. He gets it. He's going to hand it off on a counter. The man plowing forward, going to get back to the original line of scrimmage, was Jason Rosner, but 5 yards isn't going to do it. It's going to be 4th and 10 coming up for CVU.
That's going to be 4th and 10 from the 48. The 6th play of the drive, netting only 12 yards.
These drives do take a while, though.
They certainly do. This one started at 11:50 of the second quarter, so we're just about 3 minutes, and not much to show for it.
CVU, trailing by 13 points, is going to punt it away to the Middlebury Tigers, who are standing at the 25. It's going to go high. It's going to go towards Buxton's direction. Tyler's going to let it bounce once and then take it at the 20. He's going to go forward, get up across the 35. That's where he's going to get ridden out of bounds, a little shy of the 35 by the CVU Redhawks. Here come the Tigers. Right now they're used to quick scores. There are two possessions where they've scored. They have scored on the first play of each of those possessions. However, this time, Bruce, they have much more traditional field position.
Yeah, they certainly do, and let's see if CVU can prevent the Tigers from getting on the board again.
See if the Tigers take to the air so far. They have not had a completion in the last five quarters, at least. It'd be interesting to see whether they try to air it out a little bit going into the playoffs. Gettleman with a 13-point lead is looking at first and 10 from his own 33. Two receivers to the left, two to the right. Trudeau in the backfield. They hand it to Trudeau. Trudeau's going to jump forward for about a two-yard gain. It's going to be second and 8 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
And I'm sure one of the things that the Tigers are going to want to focus on this week, and they really haven't had an opportunity yet because they really have not had the ball in this game, is ball security and holding on to it. We haven't seen any fumbles for Middlebury.
But they've really only had one sustained possession. Even that was actually quite a short possession, so they haven't really had one of many yards so far tonight. Gettleman looking at a second and 8 from his own 35. He's got two receivers to the right, two to the left. One of those comes in motion. Buxton behind him from right to the left. Following Buxton is C.J. Bryant, who's returning from injury with a little bit of edge of his step, but that doesn't matter. He breaks through a hole. He's got people to beat. He gets down to the 32. Nice run there from the 35 to the 32 for C.J. Bryant.
That's a 33-yard run there.
C.J. Bryant, he had a little bit of a hitch in his step. He's coming back from some knee trouble, but certainly made it look pretty darn easy there. Nice speed. Really only had one person to beat, but they were able to bring him down.
32-yard gain there, first and 10 from the CVU 32, 7:35 left to play second quarter, 13-0, the Tigers ahead.
And it is first and 10 from the 32 of the Redhawks. Gettleman's going to cap it himself to the right side, following Fisher's blocks out there, popping through people, running forward, making people miss, shoving hands out of the way. What a run from the 32. Looks like he got down the 5-yard line. What a gain. 22 yards. Excellent. 27 yards. Excellent run there by Tim Gettleman. One thing I've noticed this year is when Gettleman takes off with it, he's often decided right from the get-go. Isn't much of an option play. He will just take it, and they've got plays developed where those fullbacks are in front of him. And the receiver is blocking for him. Nice work. First and 5 coming up from the Tigers, leading already 13-0. Fisher in motion behind Gettleman, but Gettleman's going to hand it off up the middle to the fullback. We'll see if it's Trudeau. I think it was. Gain of about 4. Tigers are going to be looking at second and goal from the 1-yard line.
And then those last two plays, prior to the one that just took place, Bjarke, 59 yards on the ground for the Tigers.
And right now it's big plays hurting the CVU Redhawks as the Tigers are about to score, hopefully, here close. They are sitting at the 1, second and 1. And it's Gettleman going forward for his 9th touchdown of the season, 9th rushing touchdown of the season for Tim Gettleman.
Gettleman going up right the middle, quarterback sneak up the middle, and it's a touchdown. The Tigers up 19-0 right now, pending the extra point conversion.
And right now, the touchdowns have been very slanted towards Gettleman so far this season. Rushing, Tim has 9. The next closest is Tyler Buxton with 3. C.J. Bryant has 2. Simon Fisher with 2 now. And Ian Plouffe with 1. So it has not been a balanced scoring attack for the Tigers. It is Rube right in again for the kick. The kick is up. The kick is good. It's 20-0, Middlebury Tigers on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desabray on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Now back to the field for more Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
On the three drives where Middlebury has scored a touchdown, the combined offensive possession time was a minute 49 seconds. That's how efficient they're being tonight. But right now, leading by 20 to nothing, they have just kicked away to CVU, who has brought the football up to the 37-yard line of their side of the field. So it's going to be CVU first and 10 from their own 37, trailing 20 to nothing. 6:42 left to go in the first half. Here at Doc Collins Field in Middlebury.
And Anderson for the Red Hawks taking out the 15, a 22-yard return, getting it to the, well, now it's actually being marked at the 36, so a 21-yard return, first and 10.
Anderson has it under center. He turns and pitches it to the running back. There's going to be a penalty on the play, however. It looks like CVU is going to be marching backwards for their second penalty of the night. Probably the 5-yard variety. Oh, no, and take that back. It's encroachment against Middlebury. It's going to be first and 5 coming up for CVU from the 41 of CVU's side. CVU trailing 20 to nothing. Right now, they just need to get a little sustained offensive action.
Well, they certainly do need to get something going here, but for the Tigers, again, they've scored 3 touchdowns in a minute 49.
Yeah, absolutely as efficient as you could possibly want to be. Anderson under center with 3 running backs in the double wing here. They pitch it to the freshman. Angelos Carroll carries the ball forward for, really no gain on that carry. Maybe one. We'll give him one to the freshman. And it's going to be second and 4 coming up here for CVU from the 42-yard line on CVU's side of the field. Middlebury is leading 20 to nothing, 6:14 left to go in the first half. Anderson comes under center, 3 running backs behind him in a double wing. And he's got it. He's going to hold it, fake it. He's going to keep it himself and try that right edge. He's got some blocking, able to get a hole in the center and plows forward. Nice run. It's going to be a first down run. Gain of about 5 there for quarterback Ryan Anderson.
You know, it's funny, Anderson picked up the first down there, and he probably ran 25 yards to get the 5 that he needed for the first down.
He made a good decision when to turn upfield, though. He was running right, and he did get a lane that kind of opened. Nice job there, the right side of his offensive line, clearing out space, was able to get forward. And, you know, it's funny, they call it first and 10, but that ball seems to be behind the yard marker, but maybe that's just my vantage point. Here comes Anderson coming up to the line. 3 running backs in the double wing, including freshman Angelos Carroll. He calls for it. He's going to hand it off. No, he's going to keep it himself. Turn and throw it up high. It tips off the hand of his receiver, then tips off the hand of Tyler Buxton, who's currently leading the Tigers with 3 interceptions on the season. But it's going to fall helplessly to the ground. It's going to be 3rd and 10 coming up here for 2nd and 10 coming up for CVU.
And on that play, number 41, Quentin Hopwood for the Redhawks, potentially knocking down an interceptable ball there.
Yeah, pretty lucky there. Actually kind of knocked it up and could have had Tyler Buxton get it, but Tyler was unable to bring it in. So far on the night, the 2 quarterbacks for each team combined are 0-for-5 in passing attempts. And here comes CVU up to the line, looking at a 2nd and 10, long 10. Anderson's under center, 3 running backs in the wishbone. He's going to take it, hand it off to one of those running backs. He's trying the middle of the field. It's going to be a 4-yard gain there for Quentin Hopwood. Well, was that Zwalek? I'll get the number right. Nope, it was Hopwood. That is the 7th ball carrier on the night for CVU. Clearly looking to get lots of people involved, lots of seniors involved. Wonder if the coach is just saying, hey, let's give seniors lots of run on their final football game. CVU coming up to the line. 3rd and 7 coming up. It's Anderson under center, right about the 50-yard line. Calls for it, drops back. He's going to give it to Hopwood again, who tries the center of the line. Gets stopped by a gang of Tigers, including number 99, Seamus Doyle, in on the tackle there for the Tigers. And number 5, Ian Plouffe, getting out of the pile. So no real game there.
Fourth and five from the 48.
And decision-making time here, guessing the way that they've played it so far, I guess CVU is going to go for this. Time ticking away. 4:30 left to go in the first half, and the Tigers leading 20-0. Middlebury Tigers coming in at 4-3, looking to get as high as a 3 seed based on what happens this weekend going into the playoffs. With this 4th and 5, they're going to go for it. Hopwood trying the near side. Hopwood's not even going to get close. A whole bunch of Tigers. Trudeau and Tristan Cannell on the tackle there for the Middlebury Tigers.
Ball's going to be spotted on the
all of a sudden, Hopwood, who wasn't involved much at all to begin with, is going to get involved but not really get much there. Tigers take over 1st and 10 for their own 48, leading 20-0, 4:14 left to go in the first half.
And that drive there, 6 plays, 2 minutes and 3 seconds off the clock, only 17 yards, and again, nothing to show for it.
Tigers with 3 running backs in the double wing, 2 tight ends down along the line of scrimmage with the hands on the ground. Gettleman calls for it. He's going to hand off to Buxton, who went from the right to the left. Buxton spins around a bit. He's going to have a decent little gain there through contact. It's going to be a 4-yard gain on the first down run for Tyler Buxton. Right now, Tyler, who was very quiet offensively through the first few games, as C.J. Bryant ran amok. Really, once Bryant got hurt, Tyler had to step up and has really been a major contributor for the Tigers. He is now the leading rusher on the team. He's averaging 8.22 yards per carry coming into the night. Gettleman looking at 2nd and 7 from around midfield. Calls out for it. He's got Fisher in motion, but he's going to keep it himself. Roll out to the right side. He looks downfield for Cameron. Instead, drops it into Trudeau's hands. Nice gain there. They're going to get from the 49 all the way to the 29. That was a 20-yard gain, actually a 19-yard gain there from Gettleman to Trudeau.
And Gettleman with a nice pass, and Thatcher, nice job picking it up. He had a defender in front of him, but was able to pick that up. And again, as you mentioned, a 19-yard gain. 1st and 10 from the 30, and the Tigers on the move again, up by 20, 3:20 left to play in the first half.
Tigers perfectly content to take their time here as they go out of the field. 4 wide receivers on either side for Gettleman. 1 moves in motion from the right to the left. Now there's 3 on the side. They're all going to be blocking for C.J. Bryant, though, who takes the pitch out, gets the corner, and turns upfield, getting driven out after a gain of 1. And I will tell you what, C.J. Bryant's got enough of his hitch in his step. I don't know that I'd have him playing right now.
Yeah, you can definitely tell that extra gear that he seems to have, he doesn't seem to have that tonight. You know, maybe they're just getting him some work.
Get him a little loose, get him a little bit in there, yep.
Or just, you know, maybe sometimes coaches do that to see if he's recovered indeed. You know, if he comes off and says, hey, coach, you know, it feels good, it doesn't feel good, maybe that's why they're
doing
it.
Such a smooth runner, though, and he's not looking smooth in that stride right now. It is 2nd and 9 coming up. Gettleman is under center. He has 3 receivers to the left. He's got Bryant trying the middle. And Bryant gets spun down after a gain of about 2. It's going to be 3rd and 7 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers. They are well into CVU field position here, the CVU side of the field. It's going to be the 26th of CVU here. 3rd and 6 coming up here. Tigers looking over the near sideline, leading 20-0, about 2.5 minutes left to go before halftime. Gettleman talking to Bryant. Now he turns forward up under center. Calling for it. He's got Fisher in motion from the left to the right. Gettleman has it. He's going to look out, throw it over to Fisher on the right side, overthrows him. And officials are calling something out there. Not sure what it was. I don't see any flag on the field. And it's going to be 4th and 5 coming up for the really 4th and 6 for the Middlebury Tigers. Decision time here, but not really. They're so far into CVU territory. They've got the ball right now at the 26-yard line of CVU, leading 20-0. Good time to practice a play that you might need to pick up 6 yards. Of course, the problem is they all share coaching tape, so maybe you don't actually want to practice a play right now. I'll explain that later during halftime. And 2 running backs now. 1 splits out right, so it makes 3 receivers on the right side. Gettleman's going to throw on the near side. It's Trudeau, who's running upfield. Nice gain there. It's going to be a first down for the Tigers. He got from the 26 up to the 13. 13-yard gain there. Trudeau on the catch.
You know, he has quietly had a great game so far. You know, he was one of our J.P. Carrera players of the game earlier this season. and doing a nice job picking up those tough yards. And Tim Gettleman doing a nice job getting that pass to him. First and 10 from the 13, 2:10 left to play. First half, the Tigers up by 20 and threatening again.
Thatcher only had one catch coming into the night. Gettleman has it. He takes the snap. He rolls outside. He tries to throw it forward. Incomplete. Short for Simon Fisher. And it's going to be second and 10 coming up here for the Tigers from the 13 of CVU. Right now for the Tigers, they're taking time off the clock, moving it along. But certainly up 20 to nothing with 2 minutes left to go. Has to feel pretty good.
Well, this is a drive that started on their own 48. Right now they're at the 13, so this being the eighth play of the drive, they have picked up 39 yards so far and looking for some more points.
Gettleman has three running backs in the double wing, one wide receiver standing on either side of the line of scrimmage. And Gettleman takes it. He hands it off to Buxton, who's cutting from the right to the left. Buxton's going to get a nice hole up the middle, and he's going to score from 13 yards out. Tigers are going to put another one on the board before halftime.
Tyler Buxton on a
13-yard run for Tyler Buxton for a touchdown. That is Tyler's fourth rushing touchdown of the year. Tyler has also thrown a couple touchdowns so far this year. He's thrown three touchdowns.
Nice job by the Tigers offensive line, giving him room to run and just kind of rumbling and stumbling into the end zone and putting the Tigers up by 26, and right now they are looking for more.
Rubright waiting back here for the snap, and it's down, and it is up, and it is good. 27 to nothing, Middlebury Tigers on 92.1 WVTK.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler before the cold weather sets in. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the parts you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brett and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
This is Tiger football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
What the Middlebury Tigers probably wanted tonight was a good game where things went their way. You could run into the playoffs with steam. Well, right now, with a minute 54 left to go in the first half, it's working out that way. The Tigers right now are kicking away to CVU. They've kind of squibbed it to an up man who's going to get dropped down at the 45. That's where CVU is going to take over. But the Tigers right now have to feel good with 1:48 left to go in the first half, leading CVU 27 to nothing.
And, you know, I think I have to do my math here, Bjarke. It's not, it's definitely not my strong suit. But I think if you consider that they've put up 27 points on the board total in terms of possession time, the Tigers have scored all those points in less than 5 minutes.
5 minutes of combined time. Partially that's been thanks to the fact that two of the touchdowns came on the first play of the drives that they were scored on. Now, one from 15 yards out, one I think was 33 yards out. So right now, Tigers looking good, but right now it's CVU who has the ball. They're going to try to get something going here. First and 10, big fullback just absolutely working people over off the middle of the field. That was number 43's Jack Zuwalek with a nice 9-yard gain, a bullish sort of 9-yard gain for Zuwalek.
Zuwalek putting his shoulder down, running right, picking up. As you mentioned, second and one from the 45 of the Tigers.
A chance for CVU to do something here. A minute 20 left to go. See if they air it out a little bit. They have tried some attempts. They've thrown five times. They've not yet completed one. Anderson under center. Three running backs in the backfield. One wide receiver off to either side. Anderson has it. He's going to keep it himself and try the left side of the field. Pursued by a group of Tigers. Brought down in the backfield. Major loss of about 5 yards. Hey, it looks like Kerr and Plouffe in on that tackle.
Yeah, Anderson trying to run left there, and no sale. The Tigers shutting him down. Loss of five. third and six from the 49 of the Tigers. 40 seconds left to play, first half, 27-0. Middlebury leading the CVU Redhawks.
And Tigers, you say, Willie, not going to take a timeout here, even though it's third and six, probably content to go into halftime with a 27-0 game. Remember, they get the ball first in the second half. CVU with 23 seconds out at the clock. It goes to the freshman up the middle. That is young Angelos Carroll, who's going to pick up a decent carry of about five, but he's going to be short of the first down. Time's tacking away. It was Spencer Kinneret with that tackle. And the clock is going to run out in the first half. Halftime, it's the Middlebury Tigers leading the CVU Redhawks 27-0 on 92.1 WVTK.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at ChamplainValleyProperty.com.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Wow, summer sure went by fast.
Yep, now it's time to get that car checked out for winter.
The best way is our custom winter service, 30-point check that includes mounting your snows.
And don't forget to fluid film it before old man winter eats your car.
No kidding. And if anyone mentions this ad, I'll give you $20 off through September.
And we still have 24-hour towing in case you forget to check out your vehicle.
We also can do your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke. Mike's Auto. Elm Street, Middlebury.
Hi there, this is Craig Lee, sales manager at Foster Motors in Middlebury. It's the Ram Power Days and the Jeep Adventure Days here at Foster Motors, and I want to invite you into our dealership to find a vehicle that works for you. I could sit here and throw out all kinds of discounts and amazing payments on vehicles for like 30 seconds, or I could just offer you our services. Great deals on new, pre-owned cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans, and great trade values at a dealership that is there for you. Come in to Foster Motors. Sit down with a member of our sales staff and see why we are much more than just a name on a mud flap. And always remember, at Foster Motors...
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
And it's halftime here at Doc Collins Field of Middlebury. The Middlebury Tigers coming in at 4-3 and looking to get a victory to get set up well for the playoffs are well on their way to doing that. They are currently leading this game by a score of 27-0. The CVU Redhawks, who came in basically unseeded in the playoffs, they are not looking good so far tonight, Bruce.
Yeah, things have not looked good for the Redhawks the entire game. The Tigers... just started right away in the first quarter, 9:53 of the first quarter. Simon Fisher with a 15-yard touchdown run, one play, 15 yards, 7 seconds, making it 6-0 Middlebury. And the extra point was no good. And then later in the quarter, Thatcher Trudeau with a 33-yard run, one play with 0.2 seconds left on the clock. The extra point was good, making it 13-0 Middlebury. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. And then in the second quarter, on the Tigers' first possession of the quarter, 8:31 of the second quarter, six plays, 67 yards, only a minute 42 on the clock. Tim Gettleman, a 1-yard run through the left side. that whole drive, Bjarke, highlighted by C.J. Bryant's 32-yard run and Tim Gettleman with a 27-yard run of his own. The kick was good. That made it 20-0 in favor of the Tigers. And then on their following possession, 9 plays, 52 yards, only 2:20 off the clock, the Tigers punching it in the end zone. A Tyler Buxton 13-yard run, making it 27-0. The kick was good. And that drive highlighted by a 19-yard pass from Gettleman to Trudeau again. And that has gotten us to where we are right now. 27-0 at halftime in a game really dominated by the Tigers.
Yeah, it's been big plays that have really done it. I mean, certainly those two the plays after the punt returns. It was the two first down plays where they scored on each one. Made a huge difference. But one has to point to the defense that put them in that position. I mean, there's been good special teams play tonight. Wyatt Cameron doing a great job dropping a punt down at the 6-yard line, where they were able to then hold the CVU Redhawks and then make them punt it away from way back in their own end zone, which really set them up. So what I'm saying there is, even though you see, yes, it was the first down play and they scored, the Tigers have played such a good all-around game tonight that it's really set up everything in a very convenient way. It hasn't just been offense hitting. It's been that other things in the game have set the offense very well. I wouldn't actually say tonight the Tigers' offense is running on all cylinders, but everything else is going really well, and the offense is doing well enough.
Well, again, you know, we talked in the pregame show about situational play, and one of the things that the Tigers were going to want to do is maybe try some things, because you never know what you're going to need to work out in the playoffs. And so, again, we've seen them score all these points in under 5 minutes of possession time. Why is that important? Because you don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs. You could be up, you could be down. We've seen the Tigers go on nine-and-a-half-minute drives. They did that up at St. Johnsbury in a game they eventually lost. But again, it was one of the drives that kind of got them back into that game when the Jake Cady show was going on. And so tonight, you know, they've been focused on scoring early and often, and they have done that.
And they have. And right now, as we roll along through halftime here, the Middlebury Tigers are leading CVU 27-0. We'll step aside for a moment. When we come back, we'll have more halftime, including what games are going on around the state that you'll want to pay attention to this weekend. You're listening to Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fire, ready.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beauty Rest mattresses. Hubbardson Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemur, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
This is where the Middlebury Tigers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Well, we're back here at Doc Collins Field, about halfway through halftime, maybe a little on the near side of that. Middlebury Tigers leading by a score of 27-0. Looking pretty good here as they roll along, hoping to get as high as a third seed in the playoffs. The playoffs will begin next Friday. It certainly will hope that we are here at Doc Collins Field. A lot's going to depend on what happens at different places this weekend. But, Bruce, a home playoff game would be pretty sweet.
Yeah, it certainly would. I mean, again, that's what you play the season for, to, you know, to get into the playoffs, and it's a special time of the year for the seniors. You know, we've seen so many things from the Tigers this year. You know, at the beginning of the season, the opening week against Colchester, we didn't really know what to expect. Well, I think we know what to expect now, that they've got a very good team that can score and has learned a lot over the year. And again, I think they could beat anybody that they play, you know, given playing well.
And the road will matter a little bit in terms of where they're playing and who they're playing. It's a team that tends to do better against some types of teams than others. Interesting thing is, some of those teams aren't necessarily the top ones on the ticket. So we'll see what happens. This week, there are some games featured. Rutland tonight is going to be taking on Burlington, South Burlington, a team that's really quite better than their current QPR standing show. We're Rutland to win tonight. Rutland to be first place going into the playoffs. CVU, of course, is on the road here against Middlebury. Hartford is taking on Essex in Essex. If Hartford wins tonight, they'll be pretty much locked into that second seed, provided Rutland doesn't lose to Burlington, South Burlington. Were Rutland to lose there, Hartford could launch their way up into number one, which the Tigers would certainly like, given that they handled Hartford pretty well earlier this season. Also this tonight, BFA St. Albans is on the road against the Colonels of Brattleboro. For BFA, they are currently sitting in, not in playoff space. They are one set out. So were they to win tonight, that would help them. And Rice and Colchester are playing tonight with games with playoff implications. And then tomorrow, St. Johnsbury playing Linden at the game up in St. Johnsbury. But certainly, probably for all the games to pay attention to, it will really be Mount Mansfield taking on Fairhaven this weekend. That's the one that's going to determine where the Tigers sit in playoff standings.
And again, we get ready to start the third quarter here. The Tigers up by 27. Bjarke, what do you expect in the second half?
I expect from the Tigers that they're really going to slow things down. Generally, as much as Coach Smith likes to work on things, he tends to not keep the hammer on too hard. I'll be interested to see whether he puts in not Buxton at quarterback. I'll be interested to see if eventually he puts in the third string quarterback, who tonight would be listed at Mason Kaufman. Actually, I don't think there'd be great purpose in that, given he's the same age as Gettleman, so we probably won't see that. We'll see the Tigers play conservatively. For Seahawks, they're just going to have to lay it out on the line. Well, we're going to step aside for a moment. We'll be back with the second half kickoff here at 92.1 WVTK.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera and Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
Now back to Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK.
Getting ready to start the second half here at Doc Collins Field in Middlebury, Vermont. Middlebury Tigers are out here talking it over. Coach Dennis Smith is out of knee down on the field, talking to them about the second half. CVU did not go into the locker room, preferring to spend their halftime at the north end zone of Doc Collins Field, the end zone where all the young kids are out there throwing footballs and playing kill the person with the ball as we speak. Good training for later on in life. I love it. You know, they play flag football up to eighth grade, but you look at the end zone, you got a bunch of sixth graders crushing each other down at the north end of the field. Hey, young and have fun. So here come the Tigers. They're going to come out on the field. The Tigers, leading by a score of 27-0, are going to be receiving the ball to get going here. Tigers, just so you know, are about 8 points away from running time. We'll explain that if we get deem it necessary, but there is a setup where if the score gets a little too lopsided, time goes by a little faster. But right now, Tigers aren't worried about that. I think they're probably just worried about having a good, effective second half.
Well, they certainly want to play well. They've played a great first half. The times that they've had the ball, 4 out of 5 times they've scored, and that's something they want to build on. And again, you want to finish the season strong.
So far for the Middlebury Tigers, the stats lines have all been dominated by Thatcher Trudeau. Thatcher right now has run for 39 yards and a touchdown, and he has also he's also caught a pass, 2 passes for 32 yards. So Thatcher right now is on the board for 71 yards of total offense. That is by far leading any other player in this game. Right now, though, it's going to be CVU serving up the ball to the Middlebury Tigers with third quarter getting underway. The wind has picked up a little bit from the southwest coming up and blowing across into our faces here at Doc Collins Field. Not too fast, but might aid the kicking game a little bit here as your papers go flying away, Bruce.
Yeah, that was graceful, certainly.
And here comes the kick. It's going to be coming up from the 40-yard line. Quinton Hopwood's going to be kicking it away. He's got Fisher and Plouffe waiting back at the Tiger 10-yard line. It's not going to make it through to... Actually, it is going to make it through to Plouffe as it bounces up to the 18. He's going to pick it up. A little stutter step and now tries to work his way to the middle of the field. He's going to get taken down at the 24-yard line. And that's where the Tigers are going to take over their first possession of the second half.
And so kind of a line drive kick from the 40. So you're looking at a 37-yard kick. About a 6-yard return, so they'll take over first and 10 from the 23. 11:54 left to play third quarter, 27-0. Tigers the lead. You're listening to Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on 92.1 WVTK, Port Henry.
Tigers looking over at the near sideline, getting the call in. It's a little bit different mixture of skill players. Tigers clearly a little discombobulated. They're taking a timeout here. Middlebury Tigers are leading 27-0. An interesting night. Two of their scores came on, if you haven't been listening early on in the game, two of the Tigers' scores came on the first play of drives, two different times.
Yeah, they scored their first two touchdowns in 7.2 seconds, and that put the Red Hawks in not a good position to start the game.
No, absolutely not. The Red Hawks coming in at 1-6 have had to endure the substantial injury of a player who was taken off in a ambulance. I think it was a leg thing, not a head thing. But they've had to endure that. They've had to endure coming down 27-0. It's going to be a real test of character here for the Red Hawks in the second half. But the Tigers have the ball, first and 10 for their own 23. Gettleman under center with three running backs in the double wing. He's got Buxton moving to right to left. He's got Bryant trying the middle of the field here. A nice hole opened up on the left side. Oh, a new runner here. I take that back. Number 79, Spencer Catterett, with his first run of the season for the Middlebury Tigers. That's interesting.
And it was a good one.
Yeah, wow. Did not expect him to see him in there. It is going to be 2nd and 5 coming up for the Tigers from their own 28-yard line. And Gettleman calls it out. He turns. He's going to hand it off to Catterett again, who's going to try the middle of the field, bounce it around, and we'll get stacked up by a whole gang of Redhawks. They're going to blow it back. Close to the first down marker, but not quite. It's going to be 3rd and short coming up for the Tigers.
And as you mentioned, Bjarke, it looks like the Tigers are going to be content to run it right up the middle. So 3rd and 1 from the 3rd and 1 from the 32.
Third and one from the 32. You're going to get some interesting action there. All right, it's Gettleman under center here on that third and one. He's got Plouffe in motion from the left to the right. He's got an official throwing a flag, however, on that play right on Plouffe's motion. That's going to be illegal procedure against the Tigers. False start. They're going to come back 5 yards. They're going to be looking at a third and seven coming up here. Third and long six or so. Not many penalties on the night, really, for either team.
And that's been a big difference from some of the games that we have seen lately.
Tigers coming up third and six from their own 28-yard line. Gettleman under center. Plouffe throws in motion from the right to the left. He's leading Cattaretta. Gets a nice hole on the right side. Powers forward for the first down run. Probably going to be coming back on a hold here as a flag did come out on that play. Cattaretta will get 7 yards on that carry, but they'll end up counting it back from the spot of the foul.
And that's a holding.
So for the Tigers, what has been a very composed game right now has gotten a tiny bit sloppy. Two penalties on sequential plays.
And the second penalty of this drive.
And for a game that you would think would be moving quickly is now not right now. If you're surprised by the point of the game that it is, 10:30 left to go in the second half. So basically the whole second half left to go with the Tigers leading 27-0. A lot of that gets explained by a long official timeout we had for an injury earlier and the fact that the Tigers have put quite a few scores on the board. Gettleman coming up under center. He's got two receivers to the left, two to the right, one fullback in the backfield. Third and 18 coming up from the Tigers' own 16-yard line. Gettleman hands it to Trudeau up the middle. Big hole there for Thatcher Trudeau. Rumbling stumbling into the secondary, past the quarterbacks and the safety. It took people running up with him. He went from the 16 up to the 38. That is a 22-yard gain there for Thatcher Trudeau. The big statistical workhorse on the night for the Tigers. He's got 93 yards combined so far tonight.
And he's had a big game, picked up some big yards for the Tigers, who lead 27-0, 10 minutes left to play in the third quarter.
First and 10 for these Tigers. Going to go to Trudeau up the middle again. He's got all sorts of Redhawks on top of him. He's only going to gain about a yard. See if we get a number off that Redhawk who made that stop there. Number 63. That was Bennett Cheer, a co-captain for CVU. It's going to be second and seven here coming up for the Tigers after that three-yard gain by Trudeau. Tigers are sitting at their own 41-yard line. 9:32 left to go in the third. Tigers leading 27-0, content to move slowly here at this juncture. Two to the left, two to the right for Gettleman. One, Fisher goes into motion from the left to the right, making a trip to the right, but instead they go with a fullback dive up the center. A gain of about two on that carry for Thatcher Trudeau. It's going to be third and seven coming up here for the Tigers.
Ball on the 43, where it's third and four.
Right now, nothing overly fancy here for the Tigers. They're just plowing forward.
Now looking to get a sustained drive going, eat up some clock. Third and six from the 43.
Tigers under center, third and six, as you say. Gettleman calls it out. Fisher goes in motion from the left to the right. He's going to have it, but here comes Buxton from the right to the left. Gets swallowed up early. That's going to be a loss of about four on that run for Tyler Buxton.
And for the Redhawks, a nice job getting defensive penetration there. So it'll be fourth and nine.
Tigers are going to be punting it away here again. Perfectly willing to let plenty of time run away, though. Tigers in substantial control of this game. But again, still probably wanting to find good rhythm and good momentum. It's been fits and starts a little bit tonight for the Tiger offense.
So the Redhawks going to get the ball back in relatively decent field position here, barring anything special on the punt here.
And here comes that punt here from Cameron. Punt gets hung up in the wind that you were talking about earlier, Bruce. It's going to go down, and it's going to bounce off a CVU player, see if he picked it up. It was the freshman, Angelos Carroll. But looks like CVU does have it, and CVU is going to take over trailing 27-0. 8 minutes left to go in the third quarter.
And it was interesting, as you mentioned, he booted that, and it went up in the air, and it just kind of stopped and just dropped right down.
The wind's certainly firmer than one would think standing in the press box. It is flapping pretty good from the southwest now. Also, fairly cold night. Balls tend to die a little bit in the cold. Well, how much that affects inflation pressures? Well, we can't say. All right. So one quarterback under center, three running backs behind him. It's going to go to the freshman plowing forward there. Nice gain on the first down carry of about six there for Angelos Carroll. He's not big, but he's fast, the little freshman is.
Picking up seven on that run. Second and
four. They threw you off, didn't they, Bruce? You thought it was six, and then it went seven.
They did.
And it is going to be second and three or four coming up here for the CVU Redhawks. From the 47-yard line of the Redhawks, it is Anderson under center with three running backs. You're going to go up the middle of the fullback, but there's a flag coming in. This one's going to go against CVU, I would think. The ball should be coming back here. Pretty much at the beginning of the play. It was before the play really started. One would expect that would be illegal procedure. Illegal procedure it was against CVU. That's going to be the 5-yard garden variety kind, we believe. That's going to make it second and eight coming up for the Redhawks.
The winning 50-50 number is...
And for the Redhawks here, time is not ticking quickly for them. A long night is turning longer for them, we would think. Here, 7:14 left to go in the third quarter.
Well, they really haven't had any luck getting a sustained drive here. They'll go ahead and then they'll get a penalty. And again, not much going right for them, at least offensively.
Second and eight from the 42 as they try to move forward with the running back and gain nothing there. It's going to be third and eight coming up for CVU. Tackle there by Bodie Rubright.
Ball on the 41-42, where it's going to be third and eight. Again, that winning ticket.
It's going to be third and eight coming up for CVU. And for them, you'd have to think they're probably in two-down territory here. Four-down territory to make it clear for people at home. Anderson going to be under center. He's going to have three running backs on the double wing, one wide receiver on either side. Anderson's going to drop back, heave it over the top. He's got a man open who is not able to catch it. Angelos Carroll, it was right on his fingertips, was right behind the safeties, was not able to bring it in. It's fourth and eight coming up for CVU. CVU has still not completed a pass tonight.
Yeah, probably a ball that he should have caught. I was a little surprised he didn't dive for that.
Ah, tough one. Really tough one. He was going as fast as he could. He had the two. It was a nice job getting it over the top of the safeties, dropping it in. But, yeah, tough one. I think he just had it, but able to have it fall away. They are not going for four downs here. They are going to be punting it to the Tigers. Punter standing at the 30. And he's going to put it up. He's going to go bow down. It's Fisher waiting at the 30. Fisher's going to try to return it, get a nice hole, but get caught up by some Redhawks. It's a 5-yard gain on that punt return. And it's going to be first and 10 coming up from the 35-yard line for the Middlebury Tigers.
So the Tigers will start with their second possession here of the second half. They did not score on their first possession.
They did not. Right now they're looking over, getting some calls in here. They've got Ian Plouffe out on the field as a running back. He's in there with Trudeau and Fisher. Two wide receivers, one on either side, Cameron and Dunn. Gettleman under center, first and 10 from the Tiger 36. It is Fisher in motion from the left to the right. Gets a nice hole on the right side, able to cut up field. It's going to end up being about a 10-yard gain. He went fast first, and then he turned into a bull at the end. Nice gain. See if they measure here. No, I think they're going to say it was first down. Nice carry there by Simon Fisher. Simon has a touchdown on the game. He took the first offensive carry in for a 50-yard touchdown. That's only his third carry of the night, but he's been effective.
It is a first down for Middlebury.
So far at three runs, he has a total of 28 yards.
And 11 yards on that run.
Tigers the first and 10 from their own 47. Fisher in motion again. Gettleman this time is going to fake it to him, but go with Trudeau up the middle. It's going to be Thatcher Trudeau leading forward for about a 3-yard gain. Tigers right at midfield. 5:32 left to go in the third. Tigers leading 27-0 and moving the football.
And the ball being marked right at midfield on the 50-yard line as the Tigers look to hop on to the Redhawks' side of the field, where they've been a significant amount of the game, although not in possession time.
No, not in possession time, but they've been able to make quick work when they've been down there. It is Gettleman under center. He's got a man in motion. Plouffe from the right to the left. Gettleman's going to take it. Hand it to Fisher, coming from left to the right. Nice hole up that middle. Simon Fisher drives forward. Gain of about 4, maybe 5 on that carry. It's going to be...
Fancy on the stop.
It's going to be 3rd and about 4 coming up here for the Tigers.
So they're going to give him 4 on that run. So it'll be 3rd and 3 from the 44.
Tigers is looking to eat clock here. 4:36 left to go here in the third quarter. And it is Bryant now in at fullback behind Gettleman. Fisher going from the left to the right. And Gettleman's dropping back. He's looking downfield. Zach Dunn here at the near side flat. Now Gettleman's going to keep it himself. Get to that left side. Get as far forward as he can. That's going to be a nice pickup there. Not, he might get a first down. Might be a 3-yard pickup. Might be as much as they need it based on where they're standing.
And he certainly used his speed there. It is close. It's good. I think they're going to probably measure this.
And sure enough, I don't think they're going to decide it's necessary here. We'll see. Lining it up. Yep, they gave them the first down here. So for the Tigers, 4:14 left to go in the third quarter. Time keeps ticking away. Regular season finale here tonight at Doc Collins Field for the Middlebury Tigers. If you've joined us late in the game, Tigers come in at 4-3, ranked 5th in Division 1. If they win tonight, they potentially could move as high as 3rd in the standings. Gettleman under center, 1st and 10 from their 43. Two running backs to the left. And it's going to go to Bryant, who's trying to turn a corner out to the left, able to fly forward. He's going to gain about 6 yards there. Nice hole opened up on that right side for him on that carry. It's going to be 2nd and about 5 coming up here for the Tigers. We'll give him a 5-yard run on that carry.
2nd and 5.
2nd and 5 coming up for the Tigers.
Yeah, he certainly used his speed there to run right and pick up 5 yards. Not easy yards either. He went through some of the Red Hawks there to pick that up.
No, one of the things about C.J. Bryant, if you see him, he's tall, but he's not very thick. He's been a physical runner all year long. 2nd and 5 coming up for the Tigers from the CVU, 38. It's going to be a handoff to Fisher on the right side, able to get through a hole, able to pick up a first down. 5-yard gain there. Simon Fisher starting to pick up some speed.
Canty on the stop.
So far, Simon Fisher has 3 carries in the second half for a total of 19 yards. Tigers content to let time tick off the clock, 3:27. Looks like there's actually going to be a timeout taken for a measurement here as Fisher got right up to the sticks.
Yeah, so they'll bring the chains in to see if he got it.
And see what that is. It looks like it is going to be, I think the nose of the football is going to have it, but we'll see. Oh, boy, hard to see. CVU looks happy about the call. It's on their side of the field, right at the hash marks. And now they're bringing it farther out. It looks like it's not going to be a first down. Looks like it's going to be a tiny bit short of the sticks.
3rd and inches
coming up for Middlebury.
On the 33.
Also known as more time to kill some clock, I think.
Football against PSA St. Albans at 6 p.m.
And so now the Tigers coming up to the line. It is going 33-yard line. And it is a timeout here for a moment here at Duck Collins Field. 2:48 left to go in the third quarter. Middlebury Tigers leading by a score of 27-0. And so far, Bruce, in this second half, although there hasn't been any scoring, not a lot has changed so far in this game.
No, this drive that the Tigers are on, nine plays. This will be the ninth play once we get back to action. And it was a drive that started on their own 35-yard line. The ball now on the CVU 36. So a total of 29 yards so far, 3 minutes and 20 seconds off the clock as the Tigers are threatening. But again, right now we are in the middle of an injury timeout, the second lengthy timeout that we've had so far. There was an injury in the first half. Fortunately, no update yet, but hopefully that player is okay and that this isn't serious. But again, Bjarke, the Tigers doing a job kind of methodically moving the ball down the field.
And in the out-of-town scoreboard here tonight right now, at Rutland is currently tied in their game 20-20 with Burlington South. Burlington, at one point they had been well behind but have now caught up. And Byrne Burton is putting a beat down on Mount Anthony. Byrne Burton currently leading by a score of 36-6. Spalding right now is trailing to Milton. All sorts of interesting games here on the docket. But certainly Colchester is leading Rice right now by a score of 28-8. So some surprising results here, maybe, from out in the world. And certainly for the Tigers, interesting to see what happens out there on the field tonight.
And Middlebury Union High School Tiger football on WVTK brought to you in part this season by the National Bank of Middlebury, with locations in Middlebury, Bristol, Vergennes, Brandon, Hinesburg, and online at nbvt.com. One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes. Lathrop Forest Products, with over 64 years of experience in the forests of Vermont. They've got the skills and the capability to consistently harvest timber. Foster Motors, the home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Woodware, offering the finest furniture, housewares, and accessories on Route 7 South in Middlebury. Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury. And if you're looking for a new home, visit ChamplainValleyProperties.com. Mike's Auto and Towing for all your car care needs and a whole lot more. See them online at Mike'sAutoMid.com. That's Mike'sAutoMid.com. And I got to thank them again, Mike and his son Shane, doing a nice job putting the Barkmobile back together after we had an issue with it. So thanks to them. Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon. And Vermont Field Sports for all your sport and hunting needs and a great selection of new and used guns on Route 7 South in Middlebury.
Good side here. The player for CVU has now sat up on the field. They're going to get him up on his feet. So very good to see that, especially after a more serious injury earlier tonight. So very nice to see that. Middlebury Tigers leading 2-0 here in 2:48 left to go in the third quarter. Tigers right now will be coming out back onto the field here.
And that Red Hawk that was down was number 66, which we do not have on our press guide. But fortunately, he is up and moving around, so that is a good thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. Just nothing but the best for young folk here. Always, you know, you put a lot on the line out there to play sports sometimes, and good to see people come out unscathed. And at 2:48, as we said, left to go. Let's reset here after that little bit of a break, get you back up to speed with what's going on. It is the Middlebury Tigers coming out on the field, looking at a second and 15 from the 36. They were in better position, but they just had a procedure penalty, a false start. And so it is second and 15 from the 36 of CVU. 2:48 left to go this third quarter. Tigers looking 4-3, play against the 1-6 CVU Redhawks, are currently leading 27-0. Gettleman under center. He's got motion. He's got it to Plouffe here on the near side. Plouffe had a little trouble with the ball, so therefore he was not able to accelerate. No gain on that play. Third and 15 coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
Ball on the 36, where it's third and 14.
So they're going to give him one on that.
Third and generous one there.
Third and, well, now they just change it again. Now it's third and 15 from the 36, so nothing's really changed here. 2:10 left to play third quarter, 27-0 the Tigers over the Redhawks on the 10th play of this drive.
Gettleman under center, three running backs in the double wing. Now one goes to the left. Gettleman's going to pursue him on the left side, but drop back and look downfield. He's going to overthrow Wyatt Cameron, who tried to extend there at about the 12-yard line, unable to bring it in. Right now on the night, Gettleman has completed two passes. That one falls incomplete. And with 2 minutes left to go on the clock, the Tigers are looking at a 4-15 from the 36 of the Redhawks. Looks like they might go for it. I like that decision. I like the idea of practicing being in this kind of position. And now one thing you don't want to do is reveal any trick plays. I learned a little bit, and I'll talk about it a little later, Bruce, about the film exchange program high school football teams have here in the state of Vermont. Pretty interesting. I think people at home will be interested to find out about it. And it's 4th and 15. Gettleman dropping back. He's at about the 45-yard, looking downfield. He's being pursued by some Redhawks. He's going to get dropped down for a huge loss. It was a loss all the way from the 36 to the 47. That was an 11-yard loss there for the Middlebury Tigers.
So the Redhawks will take over at the 48. They'll take over at the 47, their own 47.
Yep. And that is where they'll have it, trailing 27-0, 1:56 left to go in the third quarter. The Redhawks looking to get something going here. At least a sustained drive. A little bit of pride needed here for the Redhawks. Talking it over, the Tigers still have the bulk of their starting defense here in the game. And it is Anderson under center, wide receiver to the right, one to the left, Wishbone behind, and they're going to go with a player right up the middle there, fullback. That was number 41, Quentin Hopwood, with about a 3-yard gain on that carry. Maybe a short. Yeah, about a 3-yard gain. We're 2nd and 7 coming up here for the CVU Redhawks. Hopwood, who was quiet really in the first half, has now gotten a little more involved here. CVU seems content to let some time roll off the clock. Here they come up under center. Anderson under center with his three running backs in the wishbone. Wide receivers split out to the right and the left. It is going to be a nice job getting through some shoestring tackles there for Quentin Hopwood, diving forward for a gain of about 3. It's going to be 3rd and 2 coming up here for CVU.
And a nice job keeping the legs moving there and picking up those extra yardage. That extra yardage, 3rd and 2 from the 45. With 50 seconds left to go, and the Tigers up by 27.
Anderson under center with his wishbone behind him. Receivers out to the right and the left. It's going to go to the freshman, Angelos Carroll, up the middle. And he's going to keep squirming for a couple yards here. He's pretty shifty. 4-yard gain there by Carroll. 1st and 10 coming up for the CVU Redhawks.
Does have the first down.
It's very rare to see a ninth grader getting many touches for a team. CVU is one team that I've seen that more over the years, basically because they don't tend to have tons of kids come out for the team, and they get opportunities. So Angelos Carroll, Kelly, must be pretty talented to be getting this much run on this team. It's Carroll in motion. They're going to flip it out to him, but a terrible decision by the quarterback. He just kind of pitched it up in the air, and it bounces. It is going to be Bodie Rubright with the fumble recovery. That's his 2nd fumble recovery of the night.
Yeah, he's played very well tonight. One of those players that just seems to thrive in any role you put him in.
So with 15 seconds left to go in the third, it is not going particularly well still for the CVU Redhawks. Tigers, however, have not scored either in the second half. That was just a tough play there. Quarterback just turned, kind of chucked it up in the air. No real chance. It was not Carroll's fault. No real chance for him to do anything there. Trudeau's going to try the middle of the line. He's got his head down. He's hammering forward. There's a gang of Redhawks on top of him. But a good gain there. 4 yards for Thatcher Trudeau on the first down run. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter with the Middlebury Tigers leading 27-0 on 92-1 WVTK.
No one likes being on the sidelines.
But if you're an athlete, sometimes injuries happen. If an injury takes you out of the game, you need a partner that can help you get back on the field, ice, or court. That's where the University of Vermont Health Network Porter Orthopedics comes in. They're on your team. Dr. Ben Rosenberg, Dr. Eric Benz, and physician assistants Trina Wilson and Brian Jocelyn at Porter Orthopedics specializes in the diagnosis and treatment of sports-related injuries, along with bone and joint care. They'll make sure you get back in the game. Located on Exchange Street in Middlebury or at PorterMedicalCenter.org/orthopedics.
Monument Farms in Weybridge is 100% authentic and part of Vermont's heritage. They literally do it all, from growing their own corn, raising the cows, feeding and milking them, then processing and distributing the milk. You can find their great local products in many area stores if you live locally. Please stop by their popular dairy store Monday through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
High school football is on 92.1 WVTK.
At the start of the fourth quarter, Doc Collins Field, Middlebury Tigers have the ball. It's Thatcher Trudeau on a 2nd and 7, busting up the middle of the line. He's going to gain about 3 yards there. He's going to be looking at a 3rd and about, we'll give him 4 yards, 3rd and about 3 coming up for Trudeau and the Tigers. Right now for the Tigers, just beginning this fourth quarter, leading 27-0, fully content to let time rumble off the clock here as they look to finish the regular season with a 5-3 record. Gettleman under center, 3rd and 3 from the CVU 43-yard line. Gettleman has it, hands it to Trudeau. Big hole up the middle of the field. Trudeau just explodes into it. Gets down to the 26 from the 43. Nice pickup there for Thatcher Trudeau. And about a 17-yard run there by Thatcher Trudeau, who's really brought the noise tonight. Not used very much early on the season, especially as C.J. Bryant let his name be known on the field. But Thatcher's gotten going more and more and more as the years go on. Years gone on, he came into the night averaging only 3 yards per carry. He's done much better than that tonight. 1st and 10 for the Tigers from the 26 of CVU. Gettleman has it. This time it's going to be Bryant trying the middle of the line. He's going to get stacked up after a gain of about 2. That's going to be 2nd and 8 coming up here for the Middlebury Tigers.
And so the Tigers getting close to the red zone here. It'll be 2nd and 8 from the 20. 2nd and 7 from the 23. They're going to give him 3 on that one.
And right now, time's just ticking away. 10:54 left to go on the clock. 27-0 Tigers, but they are deep into CVU territory. 2nd and 7 from the 23 of the Redhawks. Gettleman under center. 2 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. 1 running back in the backfield. And they're going to swing it out to one who came over. It's Simon Fisher trying the right side. He's going to try to get the corner. He's not going to be able to. And there's also going to be a flag down on the field. Very likely against the Tigers, but we'll see.
Holding.
Yep. Holding against Middlebury. When it's that far in the backfield, and that back judge makes that call, you can anticipate it's going to be holding more times than not. A lot of people say, of course, that you could call holding on any play you want to in football. There's usually someone holding someone somewhere. It's often on a play like that where it gets stretched out a little bit, right receiver gets to the outside, where the defensive player will actually change position relative to the offensive lineman, and instead of heading upfield towards the quarterback and running back, has now turned and is going towards the sideline. If you're the offensive lineman and you're holding on to that player, when that defensive player turns and moves away, they now see that you're hanging on to the jersey. It becomes a much easier call. 10:07 on the clock here in the fourth quarter. Tigers leading 27-0. They currently have the football on the 34 of the CVU Redhawks. 2nd and 17 coming up for the Tigers. Gettleman under center with 3 running backs in the double wing, 1 wide receiver on either side. Gettleman drops back, looking downfield. He's going to get surrounded by Redhawks, but manages to plow forward. He's going to get back close to what was the original line of scrimmage. Looks like it's going to be a 3rd and about 12 coming up here for the Tigers. So it was a gain of about 4.
Gettleman doing a nice job getting back to the original line of scrimmage. A lot of pressure around him, and he just went forward right through the center there. And 3rd and 13 from the 29, 9:20 left to play, fourth quarter. The Tigers up by 27.
Tigers certainly willing to let plenty of time run off the clock here. The Tigers have new play clocks installed at each end zone. First new thing this year, and they're letting it run all the way down to one before they hike it. And on this hike, it's going to get handed off to C.J. Bryant, who's immediately going to get swallowed up by the Redhawks. It's going to be fourth and about 13 coming up here for Middlebury.
They're going to give him one on that carry, so fourth and 12 from the 28, and it certainly looks like Middlebury will go for it.
Keep in mind here that the really, at this point, with 27-0, Tigers are really building towards the playoffs. So this is very often a time to test out different situational spots, give players a little experience. Gettleman looking at a 4th and 12 from the 28 of CVU. Three wide receivers off to the left, one to the right. Bryant straight behind Tim. Tim's dropping back, looking downfield, throwing it up. Nice little spiral. Did his man catch it? It was Fisher in the end zone. No good. Nice spiral there on the flick of the wrist by Tim Gettleman.
And again, he kind of threw across his body there, running to the left and throwing right. A nice pass, but out of bounds.
And one would say there was pretty tight coverage there on that play. So it's going to be first and 10 coming up for CVU. CVU trailing 27-0. 8:16 left to go in their season. They will not be going on to the playoffs no matter what happens tonight. So 8 minutes left to go for a lot of these seniors. There's 8 minutes left to go in their high school careers. Just think about that. And here they come up to the line. It's going to be Anderson under center. He's going to have one wide receiver off to the right, one to the left, three running backs in the double wing. One of those running backs goes in motion. On that motion, though, flag is down. That's going to be a legal procedure against the Redhawks.
So they'll be moving back a little bit.
8:15 left to go in this game. Middlebury leading 27-0.
So they'll go back five, first and 15 from the 23. As you mentioned, 8:15 left to play fourth quarter and in the Red Hawks season.
Now, one thing I like coming out of tonight is I like the Tigers' options at running back. One thing we see tonight is even Spencer Catterett get in there and get a little wiggle. Maybe that was, hey, you're a senior. Let's let you run the ball a couple times if you'd like to. But right now, I think Thatcher Trudeau in the last few weeks has really got it going very well for that fullback position. To have he and Bryant be people that can run is great. But this time, CVU is going to go with a run up the middle. It's their freshman, Angelo's carry, with a big hole in the middle. It's going to be a nice pickup, but I think it's going to be a flag. It was a gain of about 15, but I expect that to be coming back against CVU. And the ball's going to be a hold. It's going to be from the point of the foul, I would expect, where they're going to count it off.
Moves the ball back 10 yards.
10 yards from the point of the foul.
Where it's going to be first and long. From the 21.
It's going to be first and quite long here. They're going to have to get from the 21. They're going to have to make it all the way to the 38-yard line for a first down. So we're going to call it first and about 17 coming up from the 21-yard line of CVU, trailing 27-0. Anderson has it. He's going to try up the middle with a running back who's really doing a nice physical job, just plowing through people. First it was linebackers, then it was secondary. It was Nick Clark eventually bringing him down. But that was a really nice run there by the running back. That was number 41, Quinton Hopwood. A nice gain. He got up to the 33. That was a gain of about 12 yards. Coming up now, it's going to be second and five coming up here. It's a little longer than five, it looks like. New quarterback in the game here for CVU. And looks like they're trying a new running back as well, or someone who hasn't got a lot of carry. It was Carroll who got that carry. But in a quarterback is Jared Anderson. We have to wonder whether it's Ryan Anderson's younger brother. This is a ninth grader. So a ninth grader coming in and getting some reps. One would assume Ryan Anderson is probably a relative, although it's hard to say with a name like Anderson. So a couple yards on that carry for Carroll, but it is a third and three coming up, and they've got a nice hole in the middle. Big fullback rumbling right up the middle of the field. He's going to be a pick up a first down all the way from the 36 up to about the 48. Nice gain of 12 there on that carry. And that was Zuwalik on that carry. First and 10 coming up from CVU from the 49-yard line. Anderson, the younger, is going under center. He's got three running backs in the wishbone. And they're going to go with number 41 up the middle. He's going to get it. Pop it through to the 30, to the 20, to the 10. It's going to be a touchdown, a 49-yard touchdown for number 41 senior Quentin Hopwood. He may not have many minutes left on his season, but that's a way to put a little exclamation on point on it. Nice job, 49 yards, physical run for Quentin Hopwood.
He did a nice job running right there and just running through some of the Tigers there, keeping the legs moving and taking it to the house. So 6:18 left to play in the fourth quarter, and the Red Hawks are on the board.
And it is going to be a timeout taken on the field, we believe, here. Timeout taken on the extra point by CVU. So they're going to talk it out. Maybe they're going to set up a two-point conversion or something. Hoping that maybe, just maybe, some things could bounce their way.
That was a seven-play, 71-yard drive that took 3 minutes and 41 seconds off the clock.
Remarkably, that was the first score of the second half for either team. So CVU certainly had to feel good about that. And it's really interesting. They did not start the game out giving the ball to Quentin Hopwood. In fact, I don't think Hopwood had a carry until the second quarter. He started building up a little bit of steam and then has exploded in the fourth quarter for a total of 61 yards. Okay, so they're coming out here. Right now the Tigers are leading 27-6. Looks like they're going to go for the one-point kick here on this extra point are the Red Hawks. And it is Kale Denis in to make this kick, or Kale Dennis. I apologize to the parents and the pronunciation. And the kick is up. The kick is good. It's 27-7 Tigers on 92.1 WVTK.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
Hey sports fans, Paul here from Vermont Field Sports in Middlebury. Just a friendly reminder that hunting season is fast approaching. Drop by the shop and find great deals on bows, rifles, handguns, and muzzleloaders. We carry top brands. Make sure you're ready for opening day with a variety of hunting accessories that will help you bag that trophy of a lifetime. Also, check out some great deals on season-ending fishing gear as well. Come on in and get ready for your next Vermont fishing or hunting adventure. Remember, always hunt smart and hunt safe. Thanks and have a great day.
This is Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, the CV Redhawks coming in at 1-6 have gotten on the board against the Middlebury Tigers tonight. It is 6:18 left to go in the fourth quarter. Middlebury Tigers taking on CVU here in Middlebury at Doc Collins Field. CVU is now cut at 27-7, although they are about to kick it away to the Middlebury Tigers. Does not look like they are set up for an onside kick. And they will not onside kick it, but they will squib kick it. It will go down and get picked up by Wyatt Cameron at the 30. He's going to get a little hole, although the ball is going to come out. Tigers, it looks like, are going to fall on it. A little fumble scare there for the Tigers, but the Tigers are going to have it starting at the 45. I believe Cameron was involved in getting back on top of it, along with Nick Clark and a few others. Actually, it looks like it was Seamus Doyle who jumped on the football.
And a nice fumble recovery there. We haven't seen too many of that on the Tiger side of the ledger tonight, which is a good thing after last week.
For sure, for sure. Remember last week there were four fumbles given away in the third quarter. Could have been two more in the second half. So for the Tigers, it has been a pretty clean game tonight. Tigers, 6:10 left to go in the game, leading 27-7, are looking at a first and 10 from their own 45. Gettleman has it. He's going to hand it off to Fisher in the backfield. He's going to try to squirt off tackle to the right. He's going to get brought down with a gain of about 1.5 by the CVU Redhawks. It's going to be second and long 8 coming up here from the 47 of the Tigers.
5:48 left to play, fourth quarter. The Tigers up by 20.
Sounds like Rice has lost tonight, so that'll be interesting. We'll look at what impact that has on the standings, but just heard that Rice had lost to Colchester. All right, Gettleman under center with his three running backs. Second and seven from the 47 of the Tigers. It's Plouffe in motion. It's going to come back to Fisher, though, try the middle of the field. Fisher's going to net a nice gain of about four, get brought down, though. It's going to be third and log three coming up for the Middlebury Tigers.
Ball on the stop. Ball on the 49.
Tigers content to let time tick away. There's 5 minutes left to go on the clock. Tigers are leading 27-7. The impact of the game we just heard. Colchester is going to be in the playoffs for the fifth straight season. And Rice could very well fall down. And Rice could end up as far down as fifth. And right now it's C.J. Bryant taking the football on the third and four for midfield. Not going to get much there. Maybe a gain of one. It's going to be fourth down coming up for the Tigers. 4:30 left to go in the game. So if the Tigers win tonight, Rice loses, as Rice has lost, Tigers win tonight. If Mount Mansfield loses, there is a chance that the Tigers could be in third place.
Wow.
That would line them up for a home playoff game against the number six seed. That would be the St. Johnsbury Hilltoppers. That would be an interesting game here at Doc Collins Field. Tigers are going to be punting away from the 39-yard line. It's going to come up to Cameron. He's going to take it. He's going to get a quick punt going off. Drops down to man at about the 22, where he's going to fall on the knee. And it's going to be It's going to be CVU ball, 27-7. 3:52 left to go in the fourth quarter. CVU trailing to the fifth seeded, but looking for more, Middlebury Tigers. CVU probably at this point content to take some rushes and run out the clock at this point. We will see, though, what happens with 3:52 left to go.
So they'll start with this at the with they'll start this possession with the ball on their own 24, down by 20. As you mentioned, 3:52 left in the fourth quarter.
And it is Anderson the Younger under center. He's going to hand it off up the middle to the running back. Going to plow forward for about 2 yards there. That will be the young freshman on that carry, Carroll. We'll give him a 2 yard gain. It's going to be second and eight coming up here for CVU. Time ticking away. 3:30 left to go in this game. Tigers are leading 27-7. CVU looking to second and eight from their own 27 yard line. And motion on the offensive line of CVU. I think they're getting tired out there. I think they're ready to call it here. As they're backing up 5 yards, it's going to be second and 13 coming up for the Redhawks. They're going to have it at their own 22-yard line. Tigers are waiting for it here. They're running it out. Redhawks are running in the messages now from the sideline. That was freshman quarterback Jared Anderson, who's now in the game. He's back. He's got people in the wishbone, and they're going to try the middle. That was Hoskins. Hopwood, on that carry. Hopwood got a nice, decent little gain there, gain of about four. They're going to be looking at pretty long here coming up on this next play, but there was a gain of about 4 yards there for Quentin Hopwood. Quentin Hopwood, of course, who just scored the first touchdown of the game for CVU. Third and eight coming up here for CVU. The ball's going to be on the 27-yard line of CVU. Third and eight. It is Anderson, Jared Anderson, under center. Three running backs behind him. Anderson's going to hand it off to Hopwood. He's going to try to bust forward for a little bit. It looks like he's going to gain maybe about 3 yards on that carry. It's going to be fourth down coming up for CVU.
Hopwood, the ball carrier. Brent Wine on the stop.
It was a stop by Jacob Troutwine. Josh Troutwine, I'm sorry. Not Jake. Jake would have been a couple years ago. So what happens when you've been around a while, Bruce? You give people the older people's names. All right, quarterback under center, three running backs behind him. And they're going to try it with Hopwood to the right side. This time, powerful runner, but it doesn't look like he got it. Looks like he's going to be a little shy of that first yard down marker. We'll see what they say. Don't think that will be been enough to get it for him. And see what they're calling here.
No, it looks like they did not get it. The possession arrow has just switched on the
scoreboard. Switched to Middlebury, and in response, Middlebury started to sub out here as quickly as they can. Here comes Tigers, getting some different faces here in on offense. This is pretty great to see. Coming in, Sutton Perry, a sophomore, coming in. It looks like he's going to be in at running back probably. Other Tigers coming in the game. Looks like most of the starting offensive line is in there. However, Caitlin Stearns is in the game for the Middlebury Tiger. Caitlin has done great work for the Tigers over the years. Senior getting in the game here on the offensive line. It's always fun to see some different folk come in for the Middlebury Tigers. And who is that quarterback? It is Mason Kaufman. I called it, said you would want to go well down the line. Mason Kaufman in at quarterback for the Middlebury Tigers. In at running back is Gabe Dunn, a sophomore. Right now, however, the run is going to go up in the middle to C.J. Bryant. They might have the other starters out, but they're trying to get Bryant some work tonight. It's going to be about a two-yard carry on that first down yard gain. First down run, I'm sorry, for C.J. Bryant. 1:23 left to go in this game. Middlebury leading 27-7. Looks content to run as much time off the clock as they possibly can. Middlebury tonight's going to move to 5-3. They're going to end up anywhere between the third and the fifth seed for the playoffs. Certainly a lot depends on Mount Mansfield tonight. And it is Kaufman under center. He's got Gabe Dunn in motion from the right to left. They're going to hand it to Dunn. Dunn's going to get brought down behind the line of scrimmage. That's going to be not an auspicious start on his first carry of the year, but he's a sophomore. Give him time. 56 on the tackle. Very rare for the Tigers to give a lot of time to sophomores. This year has been unusual. Quite a few, six sophomores, I believe, are on the roster this year for the Tigers. Seven sophomores on the roster. Time ticking down here. 33 seconds left to go in the game. Kaufman looks like he's going to run one more play here. He's got Bryant behind him. Two other running backs in the double wing. It's going to be a pitch out to Bryant to the right side. He's going to try to turn a corner. Make one man miss, but the ball squeezes out. Absolutely popped out. It's going to be first and 10 coming the other way here for CVU. And oh, no, not another player hurt. That looks like he's going to be okay. Just looks like a cramp or a slight tweak. But a few-yard carry there for Bryant, but also a lost football. It's going to go over now to CVU.
6 o'clock against CSA St. Albans.
So the Redhawks going to take over first and 10 from the 25, but only 12.8 seconds left in the contest as they trail by 20.
One would expect them to just take a play here to finish it out. And this will be the last play of the year for the CVU Redhawks. For the Tigers, it'll be the last regular season play, but they are rolling into the playoffs with a head of steam. They had originally not had any games go consecutively, but now they've won three in a row. Certainly for the Tigers, that's the way you would want to finish a regular season. And that will be it on this game. Looks like they're going to run one last play here, are the Redhawks. They have the younger Anderson under center. He's going to hand it off up the middle. Last run there by Hopwood. That was not Hopwood. That was actually a new player who has not carried it yet so far. Number 14 not listed on it. And that's the end of the game. Middlebury Tigers have finished off the regular season 5-3 with a defeat of the CV Redhawks 27-7. We'll be back with all the post-game show and our J.P. Carrera player of the game with a look forward to the playoffs at Middlebury Tiger victory on 92.1 WVTK.
Hi, folks. Ernie Galarza at Della Mitsubishi, Plattsburgh, New York. Everyone wants a good deal. So how about a great deal for a limited time only or until we run out of new 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross models, we have a great deal for you. Make your best deal on any 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross and then take an additional $2,500 off MSRP. That's right, folks. Make your best deal, then take an additional $2,500 off of MSRP. Any 2018 Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross and huge savings is not all you get. How about a 5-year, 60,000-mile basic warranty, 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty? So, a great deal just got greater. Della Mitsubishi, DellaMitsubishi.com. Home of great deals, home of great Google and Facebook reviews, home of the $75 dock fee. Folks, it's the home of happy customers. All offers plus tax, tag, title, and DMV fees. $2,500 off MSRP includes $1,500 consumer rebate and $1,000 friends and family rebate. Sale ends 10/31/18.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
When making home improvements, consider your options carefully.
Excuse me? Hello? I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Hi.
Oh, finally. I'm looking for bathroom tile.
Well, you're in the plumbing department, so...
So you can't help me?
No.
Countryside Carpet and Paint is your hometown experts in paint, flooring, tile, and hardwood. Their advice is genuine, and they truly care about how your project comes together. Countryside Carpet and Paint in Middlebury.
Decorate the countryside away.
It's Mini-tober at Mini of Burlington. 31 days of driving excitement. Anyone who test drives a Mini at Mini of Burlington from the 18th through the 20th will receive a $500 certificate from Mini and an additional $500 off from the dealership, which can be combined with other incentives. Wow. Head over to Mini of Burlington. Drive it like you stole it. And for all you current Mini owners, Saturday the 20th is a celebration with food just for you.
Certificates must be redeemed within 60 days of issue.
Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com for details.
Everyone knows how great it feels to accomplish two things at once. That's the great thing about dual enrollment at the Community College of Vermont. You can earn free college credits to get you started on a degree that also counts towards your high school credit requirements. It's the perfect two for one. So if you're a Vermont high school junior or senior, consider dual enrollment at CCV. And if you're not feeling ready for college, no worries. CCV offers Intro to College and Careers, a free class for any high schooler that teaches you the skills you'll need to be successful. So apply today at gotocollegevt.com.
This is Tiger Football on Addison County's WVTK, Port Henry, Bridport, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now back to the field for more Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to Doc Collins Field, the final game of the regular season, the 2018 regular season, where the Middlebury Union High School Tigers have defeated the CVU Redhawks 27-7 in a game that was really not as close as the score indicated. The Tigers jumping out to a 13-0 lead after the first quarter, a 27-0 lead at halftime, and then finishing the game with one score by the CVU Redhawks coming late in the fourth quarter. Quentin Hopwood from the Redhawks with a 49-yard run to get the Redhawks on the board, but too little too late as the Tigers win this game 27-7, wrapping up the regular season at 5-3 and heading into the first round of the playoffs. They're going to be playing next Friday night. That is the 26th here at Doc Collins Field. We're still waiting to figure out who the opponent will be. That's contingent on the results of some of the other games tonight. But for the Tigers, a game that their offense really scored very early and often, opening the scoring in the first quarter, 9:53 of the first quarter, a 15-yard touchdown run by Simon Fisher. The kick was no good. And then later in the first quarter, Thatcher Trudeau with a 33-yard touchdown run, making it 13-0. The extra point was good. In the second quarter, the Tigers getting on the board again at 8:31 of the second quarter. A six-play, 67-yard drive, taking a minute 42 off the clock. Tim Gettleman with a one-yard touchdown run. The kick good, making it 20-0. And then later in the quarter, 4:14 left to play in the second quarter, The Tigers on the board again. Tyler Buxton with a 13-yard touchdown run. The extra point was good, and the Tigers up 27-0 in a game that they really dominated. And Bjarke is back with our player of the game.
And our final regular season J.P. Carrera player of the game this year is none other than Simon Fisher. Simon, up here for a few reasons. Obviously, you had that first play, but it's a lot more than one play. You had a good, great season. Some big plays, like last week's kick back, things like that. You know, coming into tonight, you guys were playing a team that you had to figure was a weaker team. How did you guys manage to stay focused and come out and put such a good result on the scoreboard?
You know, we're a young team, and every week it's we got to stay focused. Every week it's it's a new thing, and we just got to, you know, just everybody just like staying focused.
Staying focused. Does it, in a weird way, you would think being a fairly young team would make it hard to stay focused.
Yeah.
Do you think it almost forces people to stay focused, though?
Yeah, people are more in tune to it. They're, you know, aware of having to stay focused when everybody is young.
And for senior leaders like yourself, you know, it hasn't always been an easy year. Certainly after that first game, people had their heads down a little bit, and then, you know, some tough spots like against Rutland. But how have you guys managed to get it back on track, win three in a row, and you're going to the playoffs in style right now?
Yeah, you know, we're just trying to ride this winning streak all the way out. And, we had our ups and downs all season.
Sure.
But we're on the up right now.
One of the things I've seen as an up really has also been the play of Thatcher Trudeau.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Thatcher didn't get a lot of run early in the season. CJ was in a lot. And talking to Thatcher, actually had a really big statistical night today. Talk a little bit about what he's done from his position.
You know, he's a hard runner. He always gets to his nose. You know, defense has a hard time bringing him down with first contact.
Absolutely. Anyone else you thought did a really nice job tonight?
Yeah, our whole line did a great job. You know, our backs were getting through the line of scrimmage before even getting touched. You know?
Yep.
Hard to lose a game when that's happening.
So, you know, you're somebody, last guy, I know you want to get in the locker room, but a couple questions for you. You're somebody who gets to get involved in a lot of different ways in the game. You know, some people have kind of certain roles. You get to kind of mix it up, which is cool. What point of the game when you know you get to do something, what do you get a little most hyped up for? What do you get the most excited?
Oh, I like the kickoff returns.
Kickoff returns?
Yeah, always fun.
Get a little head of steam.
Yeah.
And do you kind of know when things are going well for you to kick off return? Like, is there a moment where you're kind of like, okay, now it's set up well?
We do the reverse, and then you look up and, you know.
You kind of get used to there's certain setups where you're like, okay, I'm going to have a chance
right.
And certain ones where you're like, oh, no, this is about to hurt, right?
Yeah.
And you kind of handle that as best you can. Well, great game today. Really nice, I would say, recovery by you guys in terms of a season that was a little up and down and then just really put the pedal down. Exciting stuff. We don't know what's going to happen next week. We do know that you guys are going to have a pretty good seed, but a real strong potential of having a home game here next week, which is pretty cool. We don't know that for sure. Don't let anyone tell you differently. I think it's not quite as sure as some people think, but it could happen either way. Awesome job so far this season, though, and you guys have to feel like you're rolling in with a good head of steam.
We've had this 3-game win streak, and we're trying to ride it in. You know, it's a new season starting Sunday.
Well, great job, senior leadership. So just so you know, this works, Simon. I can only be the J.P. Carrera player of the game once, so this is your shot. But great job. Go and enjoy it with everybody.
Thank you.
Nice job. That was our J.P. Carrera player of the game, senior co-captain Simon Fisher, who's broken off some big plays these last couple weeks. And we're going to step aside for a moment. We'll be back with final thoughts here on 92.1 WVTK.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Hey, it's Mike.
And Shane from Mike's Auto.
Hey, Shane, I think we should have been electricians.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Because we sure fix a lot of lights.
Yeah, like your check engine light, airbag, ABS, TPMS, and maintenance lights.
Yeah, and don't forget headlights, brake lights, taillights, dome lights, and dash lights.
Oh, and that's not all. We can pretty much fix anything that's screwed or glued to your car.
So if your car shakes, rattles, bucks, spits, or just plain has a hissy fit, bring it on in.
Oh, and don't forget about your state inspection.
And remember, if we can't fix it,
it ain't broke.
Mike's Auto, Elm Street, Middlebury.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat is located at 1232 Exchange Street, Middlebury. We offer wash, dry, fold, shirt service, bulk grade dry cleaning, wedding gowns, rugs, Uggs, bedding, and alterations. The laundromat's open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. For our customers, there's free Wi-Fi available, as well as a TV room. We have single load washers, up to 60-pound washers, and 30-pound to 75-pound dryers. Desiree on Exchange Street in Middlebury.
Look under your feet. That's concrete. And whether it's at home, on the farm, or in the workplace, concrete makes up foundations, sidewalks, barnyards. There are lots of uses for concrete in Addison County, but there's only one place to get it. J.P. Carrera & Sons. Their state-of-the-art plant, modern fleet of red, white, and blue trucks, and experienced drivers ensure the quality and efficient delivery of your concrete, crushed gravel, wash sand, and stone. Route 116 Middlebury, 388-6361. J.P. Carrera, the name in concrete.
You're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
Champlain Valley Properties is ready to help you with all of your real estate needs. If you're looking to buy or sell, Champlain Valley Properties will provide you with the highest level of service. They're at 70 Court Street, Middlebury, a company with trusted real estate professionals looking forward to assist you whether you're selling your property or purchasing a new home, land, camp, or farm. See all their property listings by going to their website at champlainvalleyproperty.com.
This is Middlebury Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, on a night where one predictable thing happened, the Middlebury Tigers were able to defeat the CVU Redhawks by a score of 20-7. It's been chaos the rest of the state here, Bruce.
Yeah, it certainly has been. We were just checking some of the updated football scores, and we just found out, I don't know what the score is yet, but South Burlington and Burlington has beaten Rutland in overtime, so that kind of muddies up the playoff picture. And Bjarke, where are we with who the Tigers are going to play? Do we know?
Well, it's interesting. We do not know at all, actually. As you said, South Burlington. Burlington just beat Rutland by a score of 33-27. But other things have happened as well. It looks like Essex is going to defeat Hartford. They were ahead 21-17 with 35 seconds left to go. That's a big one. Also, BFA St. Albans won. That's important. But the other important one right now is that Rice lost to Colchester. In other words, the Tigers could end up anywhere from 3 to 5th right now, and they could end up playing anyone from Hartford, Rice, Mount Mansfield, St. Johnsbury. Any one of those teams could be potentials. We think there's a very good chance that we will be home next week at Doc Collins Field. We don't know that yet for sure. This is really going to all come into clarity tomorrow when Mount Mansfield plays their game against Fairhaven Union High School. But right now for the Tigers, it's an exciting time here in Tiger Nation.
Well, I'll tell you, they played it. It was an interesting game. You know, in less than 5 minutes of total possession time, they put up 27 points. And again, scoring quickly and often against a team that just seemed overmatched.
Yeah, they certainly were overmatched. You'd have to think. And you'd have to think for the CV Redhawks, a lot to work on going to next year. For the Tigers, though, you're just working on next week. We feel strongly confident that it is going to be a game here next Friday at Doc Collins Field at 7 o'clock, where the Middlebury Tigers are going to look to get the playoffs going in style.
Well, I'll tell you what, they had alternated losses most of the season, and then they've won their last three games. You cannot ask for a better way to be going into the playoffs and playing the way they are and winning three games. And again, it's going to be exciting to see who they're playing and where it is. But either way, we'll have it on WVTK for all the fans of the Middlebury Tigers.
Absolutely. We look forward to bringing you all the action next Friday when the Middlebury Tigers are going to be taking on their opponent in the first round of the Vermont Division I High School Playoffs here in 2018. The Middlebury Tigers will be entering anyway from third to fifth. We'll be excited to see what happens here next couple days. Game time will be at 7. Pre-game will be at 6:30 or a couple moments thereafter. For tonight's game, I've been Bjarke Sears along with my partner Bruce Seaman. For Jimmy back at the station, Jim Ty, for everyone else involved in Middlebury Tiger football, we want to thank you for joining us for the regular season. We look forward to having you join us for the playoffs. You just listened to the Middlebury Tigers defeat the CVU Redhawks in the final game of the regular season, 27-7, on 92.1 WVTK.
You've been listening to MUHS Tiger Football on 92.1 WVTK. Tiger Football all season long on WVTK is brought to you in part by Napa Auto Parts, the A. Johnson Lumber Company, Monument Farms, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, LaBerge Insurance Incorporated, Autumn Gold Jewelry, the National Bank of Middlebury, Lathrop Forest Products, One Credit Union, Foster Motors, Woodware, Champlain Valley Properties of Middlebury, Mike's Auto and Towing, Vermont Field Sports, Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon, Desiree Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, J.P. Carrera and Sons Concrete, Community College of Vermont, Countryside Carpet and Paint, the University of Vermont Health Network, Porter Orthopedics, and Shear Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.